coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Here bringing you live Fiske High School basketball from North Henderson High, where your Lady Bears will take on the Lady Knights. And then following that, we'll have the battle of the two men's teams here tonight. You've got Mark Stevenson and Kevin Lowry bringing you all the action here from North Henderson. Jack Kuak making everything happen back in the studio to bring this live to you. Mark, got 656 here before the girls' game. Tell me what your thoughts are on here. Pretty good crowd here for Pisgah tonight.
It is, yeah. I mean, good-looking crowd. When I think of this game, I was looking at records today as I was researching a little. The first thing that comes to my mind is don't have a trap game. You got a team that you're playing as a 1-7. And we're undefeated, playing really well. You don't want to come in and take anybody for granted. Still want to play with a lot of energy and just try to make life as normal as you can on the court tonight, even though you're not playing another 6-0 team.
Yeah, and what you got to do there is dig a little deeper into that 1-7 record. They've played a lot of close games. We battled hard with Inca at Inca this year. They lost to Inca in the first game of the year by 4 points. Their last game here, they lost over at Tuscola on a last-second shot, 51-50, I believe, and led most of the way from everything I understand.
Gotcha.
So, you know, this could be a trap game. We can't overlook this team. They're much better than they have been in the past years. So need to come in here focused and really get things going. With that said, the keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mark, when I look around here, talking about keys of the game, I think you touched a little bit on what may be yours, but tell us what you think your key to the game is.
You know, I'm always I'm a proponent of fast starts. I love fast starts to get out, especially in this game, like we just talked. You know, a little better than their record from what you're saying, but I still think it's important we get out to a fast start, play with a lot of energy, and just out hustle them. These girls, watching them play this year, they're really fun to watch, and they're going to play hard. I just like to see those early leads.
Yeah, so my key to the game tonight is fairly similar, but play fast, have fun, share the basketball. We had 10 girls in the scoring column the other night in a big win against Smoky Mountain. Love to see us get to that fast start you're talking about. And again tonight, get everybody involved and everybody in the scoring column and the rebounding column tonight.
Absolutely. You're right. I forgot about there were 10 girls in the column. I think we ended up having one girl who didn't make the stat sheet at all, either with a rebound or an assist or something. But so a lot of action for everybody and all of them getting involved.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the girls from a stat standpoint this year. I think, did you have stats there?
I had some. Yep. I just had the, come, there you go. Exactly what is it? Okay, so yeah. Our stats for the girls so far, leading us in points per game category, Chandler Lowry. She's putting up 18.5 points. A lot of points. That's good leadership on the floor right there of our senior. Jade Cody, 7.7. Devlin, 5.3. Kylie Leonard, 6.8. Marco, 7.3. So Bailey Connor, 6.3. I think maybe I said that. But, yeah, those girls leading the way in the scoring column. And we seem to be shooting it pretty good, too. Field goal percentages. As a team, we're shooting, you know, could be a little better, 33% from the floor.
And I think if you look at those, when I was looking at the effective shooting percentages, I think we're like 41% with that top seven girls in the game this year when I dug a little deeper there. So right. They're really playing well from that perspective. everybody, you know, a lot of girls in the rebounding column as well, and two or three girls in the assist column. So good to see us getting some things going too underneath. Last game was Callie Leonard. You know, she's averaging 6.7, so it had 14 big points in that last game.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing well. I didn't see, let's see, just curious about the rebounds. I don't see the rebounds.
So rebounds, if I reflect back, the last time I looked, Chandler, believe it or not, was leading us in rebounds as well. She was 7.5, followed by Kylie and Jade, which you would expect, two of the taller young ladies on our team, both about 6.5,
right,
somewhere in that range. And then we've got, you know, several girls that are averaging 3-4 rebounds a game. Really nice to see everybody getting involved there. Assist-wise, Macy Devlin and Chandler both averaging, you know, right at 3.5 assists a game.
Right.
With several others in the two column there. So sharing the ball really well amongst all the girls. So it should be make for some fun here.
I wonder how many teams across West North Carolina can say that their point guard is leading in points and rebounds.
Not a lot, I bet. So, folks, we're going to be back with the live action here in a moment. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And folks, we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School. We got the color guard bringing out the flags and presenting them. Then we're going to have the national anthem here, getting ready for some good Pisgah Bear basketball tonight.
Members of tonight's drill team are Cadet Major Tarman Tarver.
So, Mark, it's always good to see the color guard here.
Absolutely.
You see that a lot in the football games, but not as much in the basketball games.
It's kind of a rare sight. Makes it a little more special, I think.
As we honor our American through playing the national anthem, fans out of respect for our nation's colors.
So, folks, join us here for the national anthem.
And those who currently serve, we ask that you please remain standing following the national anthem until the color guard has exited the court.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts?
There you have it, folks, the national anthem. The color guard will be exiting the court now as we speak. All the fans remain standing as the color guard looks to exit the court. Mark, new rankings for the girls came out on Sunday.
Okay.
So our girls, folks, are ranked 28th in the state overall, all classifications, so all eight classifications.
Solid.
Yep, very solid. Ranked number one in all of 4A out of the 59 schools in 4A throughout the state.
Outstanding.
And I think they moved up to 23rd in the high school OT statewide rankings.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'd say some people might have been impressed by the win that they had last Friday night.
Absolutely. Including myself. I was very impressed with it.
Yeah, it's the best we've looked all year. We played a real difficult schedule early on, but really looked good the other night. Folks, they're announcing the starting lineup for Pisgah tonight. And we've got number 10, Macy Devlin, a guard. Number 11, Chandler Lowry, a guard. Number 12, Jade Cody, guard/forward. Number 13, Bailey Connor, a forward. And then we have in the middle, Kylie Leonard. Number 25.
They put us a little dark.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some light here, folks. So for your Lady Knights, we've got the lights turned down, purple out, and it looks like number one. Let's see. So Kayla Muller, number two, Deja Watson, number three, Hannah Love, all sophomores, folks. Number 21, Sarah Love, a senior. And let's see if I can get that fourth one that came out. It's dark here, folks. They'll turn on the lights here in 1 second, and I'll get that fourth one for you.
Not only is it dark, we're in the crow's nest.
Yeah, that was a very fun introduction for these girls from North Henderson.
If you're a fan of the Bulls back in the 90s, that's kind of what you got right there. Yeah.
They're back in their corner, back corner. Looks like number 12, Reese Smith, another senior. So they've got two seniors and three sophomores starting. Your Bears here with four seniors and a junior starting tonight. Looks like we're going to have Jade Cody, number 12, and number one, Kayla Motley, jumping. And what becomes pretty normal here, Jade tips to Chandler, and we go the other way with the ball first. Chandler has it top. She swings to Macy to the right. Macy swings back over to Bailey Connor, who gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Jade at the elbow. She kicks it back. Chandler's got a shot. That three's up and off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson wants to slow this thing down. Bears come out in a kind of half-court man-to-man. Bailey Connor up top on number one, Kayla Motley. They find somebody down on the block, and first rebound is by Kylie Leonard. She gets it out to Chandler Lowry. She kicks it up, gets it out to Macy Devlin, who drives to the middle, kicks. Three-point shot for Jade Cody is up and good, and the Bears quickly take the lead here 3-0.
Good-looking shot by Jade.
Yes, it was. Bears are pressing in that 1-3-1. There's a steal by Bailey Connor. She goes up and in for a 5-0 lead here early in this first quarter. Pisgah still pressing here. North Buncombe gets it up, but it is knocked out of bounds by Bailey Connor coming from behind. I believe our pressure may cause them a lot of problems here tonight.
I think so. Early and often, that's how.
North Buncombe's inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry gets the steal. She takes it the other way. She goes by the young lady, and she's fouled on the layup attempt. So she'll go to the line for two. shots.
Strong drive. Great steal, and then takes it the length of the court. It's really really strong drive there. But left-handed, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
First one is up and good, and these pigs, the free throws, are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Second one, front ends, rebounded by North Henderson. So with that point, it's now 6-0. Pisgah drops back into a half-court man-to-man here after that rebound by North Henderson. Jade Cody gets the steal this time. She gets it up to Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler streaking up, but just a little late on that pass, and it stole away from North Henderson. North Henderson brings it back up. Pisgah's back in this man-to-man. And Macy Devlin with the steal. Oh, but she didn't quite get the steal. She had her hands on it. Recovered by North Henderson. Shot goes up and no good. Rebounded back to North Henderson. And that shot is blocked by Jade Cody. Will be North Henderson's ball out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Cody said, I don't think so.
Yeah. So North Henderson inbounding. And Jade Cody gets another block. She's fouled as she looks to spin off after that block. They're trying to get it to their big underneath, and Jade's just too long for her underneath there. Mark?
We were very active on defense down there. Jade, like you say, two blocks back-to-back.
Chandler brings it up. She's got it at the top of the key. She kicks right to Bailey Connor. Bailey kicks back to Chandler. Chandler decides to dribble it out of trouble. She thinks about the three, then kicks it to Macy Devlin up top. She kicks it to the right to Bailey Connor. She kicks it back around to Chandler. Chandler took the three shot.
Bang.
That is good. It's now 9-0, Pisgah. And before North Henderson can inbound the ball, their coach calls a timeout.
Chandler.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So Chandler letting it rain out there. This fast start we just talked about a minute ago, we got to it. I like it.
Yeah, so we're 2 of 3, if I'm not mistaken, from the threes.
Correct.
Right now.
Yep.
We've got 4 or 5 steals at this point.
At least.
And I know Jade has one. I know Bailey has one. I know Chandler has one. I think Macy has one. So I'm looking around the court. And everybody's got a steal except for Kylie, and Kylie's kind of dominating the boards down here.
Yep. So we'll let her slide on the steal for right now.
So we're back here to the full court pressure. We're trapped up top. They skip it back, and North Henderson gets it across half court there before the 10-second call. The dribble penetrate, and it looks like they're going to call a foul. Wow. That one goes against Chandler. Ref's going to call this one a touch and go here, I believe, on that. So that's the first on Chandler. It says second team foul. Our first team foul on us. Excuse me. Two team fouls on North Henderson. Chandler's on the ball up top. North Henderson gets it out on the wing. They try to dribble penetrate. And just like that, Kylie Leonard gets the steal on the pass to the middle.
Kevin
she goes the length of the floor.
Love it.
And 2 points for Kylie Leonard. So now we are up 11-0, and all 5 young ladies have a steal here tonight.
You got some lottery numbers for me?
I think I need some. Time to go. North Henderson goes, and Jade Cody with the steal. She's dribbling back up the court, back the other way. She slows it down. She finds Chandler out on the right. Chandler kicks it down to Bailey Connor. She gets it back across court to Jade. Jade kicks it to Macy Devlin. She looks in the middle and finds Chandler there, and that is up and good. And that is a 13-0 lead here with 4:22 left in the first quarter. Pisgah's back in this 1-2-1-1 full court. They're pressuring. They're really causing a lot of problems here for North Henderson. They do get it up. This time, looked like Chandler was going to get another steal, but recovered by North Henderson. Shot goes up. No good. Young lady goes up. She misses. Chandler Lowry with the rebound. Chandler takes off the other way. She finds Kylie Leonard. Goes
great
up
save.
Her hands. Great save by Macy Devlin. Great job.
It was. Really great save. You know, he kept, even in our half court down here, half court defense, there's just nowhere for him to go. They're trying to pass it around and locking them down.
And right there, Chandler made a great pass to Kylie, went off her hands while she was looking at the basket. Macy Devlin did a great job of reacting to that, saved it from going out of bounds, got it to Bailey Connor, who goes up for the layup and gets fouled. And those free throws are brought to you by Messimer Insurance Agency. First one was up and no good. The second one was up and good. That gets the score to 14-0. Pisgah backs off just a little bit. Looks like a 1-2-2, three-fourth court.
Another steal.
And Bailey gets another steal. She misses that layup, but rebounded by Chandler. And that is up and good for Chandler here early. Bailey Connor with another steal. But North Henderson gets it back. They steal it right back, and now they're slowing it down, going back up. 16-0 here, folks. 3:28 left. Looked like backcourt.
Yep.
He did catch it. The official at half court didn't catch it, but the official near us on the sidelines here caught that backcourt.
Yep, and the guy standing right on top of it, maybe he just wasn't looking that way, but the other guy got it.
And now we've got four new faces. We've got Molly Watson, Alexis Marcos, Lauren Ballou and Scout Ballou in the game. Chandler Lowry stays in. Chandler sets up the offense. She kicks it left to Molly Watson. She kicks it over to Alexis Marcos. Takes a look. She gets it back to Molly. Molly kicks it back to Chandler. Chandler kicks it to the right to Lauren Ballou. She dribble drives. Finds Alexis Marcos on the backside. She misses that layup and rebounded by North Henderson.
That was a good drive by Ballou with the dish.
She it
just
was.
Unfortunately not to make the shot.
But it kind of went in and out there, so good look. Good pass, good look. Pisgah's back in this 1-3-1, or 1-2-1-1 full court press. North Henderson beats it this time, gets up the court, and they bring it back up top, settle down. Scout Ballou on the ball up top. They set a high screen. Chandler's on the big. They switch there. Kick it out to the perimeter. West goes up with that shot. It's no good. Rebounded on the backside by North Henderson. North Henderson gets that. This time rebounded by Alexis Marcos. She takes off up the sidelines. She pulls it back out and sets it up. Molly Watson has it. Finds Chandler Lowry out for the three. That's off the back rim, but rebounded by Lauren Ballou. Back up. Missed that time by Lauren and rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson kicks out to the left, and they slow it down. Pisgah's back in a half-court man-to-man offense. North Buncombe with the ball up top. She comes left. Good screen, good switch, but she puts up the three-point shot, and that is good for North Henderson. That was number one, Kayla Motley. Ball's inbounded. Chandler brings it up. She finds Scout Ballou underneath, who kicks back to Molly Watson. Molly Watson with the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She goes up, but it's called a jump ball, and that ball will go back to North Henderson. 16-3 here, folks. 1:46 left in the first quarter. Your Bears are ahead. Chandler Lowry almost gets that, gets a deflection. North hangs onto the ball. They get back, and they find a wide-open young lady underneath. She misses that shot. Lauren Ballou with the kick. Rebound and kick. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes the other way, misses the short jumper in the paint, and rebounded by, looks like, North Buncombe, but she steps out when she rebounds that basketball. So Pisgah will have the ball, up 16-3, 1:27 left. Chandler Lowry's inbounding. Nobody's moving. We need to move. She gets it into Alexis. Alexis takes a look. She dribbles up top. She kicks it left to Molly Watson, who kicks it to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou gets it to Molly. Molly gets it back to Chandler. Chandler gets it to Scout. Kicked out to Alexis Marcos. She misses that. Chandler Lowry with the rebound. She goes right back in, goes all the way to the left side, and misses that contested layup. And then looks like she tries to tie up the rebound on their big 21, but they get it back and go back the other way. We're under a minute here, folks, in the first quarter. Mm. And there is a call foul on Lauren Ballou for going over the back on the young lady from North Henderson. With that, Jake Cody is going to come back in here with 55.9 seconds for Chandler Lowry. Give her a break. 16-3 here, folks. 50, right at 56 seconds left. And we get a five-second
call. So, struggling to even get it in bounds when they get down here.
So Jake will bring it in to Molly Watson, who will walk it up the court for us. North Henderson's in a 1-3-1 half-court set. They find Lauren Ballou. She finds Jay. Jay dribble penetrates, goes nice up move. And another two. And that gets it to 18-3. Pisgah still in this press. Deflection by Scout Ballou up there, but North Henderson corrals it. They're coming back. Getting close to 10-second call, but they do get across the line. Good switch there by Jade. Switch back to Scout. They move, push it all the way to the near side here on the left side.
Good help backside.
Jade did a great job help backside.
Mm-hmm. Another block.
I think that's three blocks for her tonight here. So Pisgah will get the ball back here with 15.5 seconds left. They're going to inbound right in front of their own bench across the court from us, moving left to right. She gets it in to Molly. Molly's content to bring it up and set something up. Molly goes left off the screen. She kicks to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribble drives. She finds Alexis Marcus on the backside. Gets it to Scout Ballou, and that shot's missed, but rebounded by Jade Cody. And Jade Cody put it back up and off the front rim. So, folks, that's the end of one. Your Lady Bears up 18-3. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here high above the court here at North Henderson High School. Mark, probably not a better first quarter Coach Holloway could have scripted.
Absolutely. I know we keep... I hate to be repetitious here, but I talked about that fast start. I think we got it. And, you know, come out. Defense, obviously, was stuck out right there from the full court trap to the half court man-to-man. Everything gave them troubles. And Chandler Lowry led us with 8 points in that quarter, and Jade chipped in five. So we're well on the way to our fast start.
So Pisgah gets the ball, moving left to right. They passing.
Touch pass.
Touch pass. Macy looked inside to Bailey Connor. She finds Kylie on the backside for a layup. And Pisgah goes right back up. This first five looks pretty special here, Mark.
It does. It's really hard to appreciate that touch pass if you don't see it in person, but that was pretty.
Another steal for Jay Cody. She looks up, finds Chandler Lowry on the backside. She goes up, misses that layup. Rebounded by Jay. Jay goes back up. She misses the shot underneath and rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson comes back the other way. Bailey Connor on her. Sets a screen up top, and the shot goes up. That time, rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade tries to dribble out, turns it over, but Chandler Lowry gets the steal. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath.
Very unselfish right there, too.
Points. Yeah, she could have taken that.
Could have taken it easily.
Probably had a better look there for Kylie and just gave it up to her.
You like to see that with your teammates.
So that's 22-3. And Macy Devlin gets the steal. She goes up, and what I like there is Chandler shielded.
She did.
The girl on the backside, so Macy could take it there. So two
ran a little interference for her there.
So with that, we've got a timeout on the court. Timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Folks, it's 24-3 now. That's a 6-0 run here in the first minute of the second quarter. 6:50 left in the second quarter. So, Mark, that first five, I believe they started out 16-0 before they hit that three. And now they got a 6-0 run here.
Yep,
as well.
Absolutely. And even on the threes, they were 2-for-4 in that first quarter. But yeah, that first five, man, they're playing really well together. They're moving on defense, talking. I think everybody's got a steal now. You called it a minute ago. Kylie's on when it did, and now she's got one. So, man, they're just really active.
Yeah, it's fun to watch if you're a Pisgah fan.
Right.
You're on the other side. you're probably scratching your head a little bit coming out of that one-point loss to Tuscola last week and sitting here 1 minute into the second quarter down 24-3.
Absolutely. They're thinking this is a different beast here. They don't, what has happened?
So North Anderson inbounds. Pisgah back in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Bailey and Chandler get the trap. Almost another steal by Kylie. North Henderson kicks it back under. They get it back underneath. The dribble penetrates. Shot goes up. Rebound by North Henderson. Another block, but this time a foul on Jade Cody there.
Jade didn't think so.
Yeah, she's smiling about that one. I think she's wishing she had got that rebound before.
Absolutely.
She picked up that foul. But she did a good job of really denying that basketball. First free throw is up and no good for North Henderson. So the score remains 24-3 with 6:31 here left. Second one is up and no good. Jade Cody with another rebound. She dribbles up. She finds Chandler. Chandler pulls it back out. It's 1-3-1 for North Henderson. Chandler has it out on the perimeter. She goes cross court to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks to Chandler. The three is up, and that is good.
Great shot.
Just like that, it's 27-3. Pisgah's up. North Henderson slows it down, trying not to get in this trap in this 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Just
another
like that,
steal.
Chandler Lowry gets another steal, but it's deflected out of bounds. So no steal there for Chandler, but a good deflection. Almost had that going all the way the other way.
I'm not sure how long they're going to stay in that 1-3-1 because we're finding that baseline shot pretty easily.
Yeah, we're doing a good job of finding somebody at the free throw line in the elbow and then kicking it back out. North Henderson gets it back. They get the ball to the elbow just like that. Macy Devlin with another steal. She goes up. She finds Chandler. Chandler
great
finds
pass.
Cody on the backside. She misses that, but rebounded by Macy Devlin. She kicks out to the three for Bailey. Bailey gets it back to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates, misses that, and rebounded by North Henderson.
I wish she could have finished that shot because that was a heck of an assist. Would have been a heck of an assist.
Absolutely. North Henderson brings it back. Pisgah's now in a 2-3 half-court zone. Really pushing out and pressuring the ball, though. Bailey gets a good deflection there. Now Chandler gets a deflection, maintains control by North Henderson. They kick it back out to the top of the key. She dribble penetrates right into Kylie Leonard. That time a rebound by Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin brings it up. She finds Bailey Connor on the backside. Bailey Connor pulls it back out to Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks it to Macy. Macy finds Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates. Gets it to Jay Cody. Jay Cody with the
nice
shot up and good. 29-3 your Bears with 4:44 left here in the second quarter.
Yep. I said fast start. I really didn't see this coming, Kevin.
No, I didn't see this at all. 2-3 zone here for Pisgah. Really pushed out, though. Still getting a lot of deflections even in this 3-2. 2-3 zone. That time Macy Devlin gets another steal. She looks up. She finds Chandler. That ball goes over the top and is stolen right as it gets to Chandler and going back the other way. Macy Devlin comes back, gets the rebound this time. She gets the outlet pass early, gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey. Bailey finds Kylie Leonard on the backside and two more points. Great unselfish play there by the Lady Bears.
It really is, man. These girls are not selfish at all.
I'd say we've got at least 10 to 12 assists right now.
Yep. And if I was quick enough, I would have had those for you. That's all I can do to keep up with the points and the rebounds.
And Bailey Connor with another steal. She's going back the other way. She goes up with a shot, and that is
and
good.
One.
And she's going to go to the line for one more free throw for Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast float today. That North Henderson is bringing in some subs here. That gets the score, I believe, to 33.
Yep, should be. Haven't changed it yet. There it is.
Free throw is up and no good.
Misses the free throw.
And Chandler almost gets that rebound as it comes off, but the ball will go to North Henderson. So, folks, you heard that right here with 3 minutes and 44 seconds left here in the second quarter. Your Bears are up 33-3. I'm going to guess Coach Holloway is going to let these girls play it out a little bit here because they might not play at all in the second
May
half.
Not, yep.
North Henderson brings it up. They're moving right to left. They get into the paint, try an out pass outside, and that goes off of that young lady and out of bounds. And just like that, Coach Holloway says, "Not so fast, Mr. Lowry. I am bringing five new girls in here with 3:28 left." So we've got Lauren Ballou, Molly Watson, Jaden Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Scout Ballou in the game for Pisgah here at 33-3 with 3:22 left in the second quarter, folks. Ball's up top with Scout Ballou. She kicks right to Alexis Marcos. She goes back to Scout. They find Jaden Ballou at the free throw line. She kicks out to her sister Lauren Ballou. Dribble drive
great
to
drive.
The basket. And she finishes there. Now it's 35-3. Your Bears are up.
Strong drive by Ballou.
Well, we've got three Ballous in the game.
Yeah, and I have a hard time keeping them apart. So as long as I say Ballou, I'll have it right.
You'll have it right. You got a 60% chance, yep. Martin. So that was Lauren Ballou. Back on defense. We're hit here in a 2-3 zone. They get it down low. That shot is no good, but rebounded by North Henderson. Shot goes back up, and that foul is going to be on Jaden Ballou this time, number 34 for Pisgah. That will send number 14 for North Henderson. And her name is Kennedy Drake. First shot is up and no good. Little lefty here, Mark.
Little lefty, yeah. 14. That one's good.
Second one is up and good. Gets the score to 35-4 here with 2:44 left. Just like that, we inbound the ball. Molly finds Alexis Marcos up the court. She decides to pull it out. She finds Scout Ballou, kicks it back to Alexis Marcos. She dribble penetrates and has it stolen away from her. And North Henderson is going the other way.
She's dribbled that one into her.
She did. No need to do that. She'll learn from that.
Yep.
North Henderson gets the ball. They kick it inside, kick it back out to the wing. Back up top, get it back inside, and a good strong move by that young lady for North Henderson, and gets another foul on Pisgah here and sends her to the free throw line. That foul is on number 34, Jaden Ballou. Looks like they must not have given Jaden the last one. So I'm
that's
not
what
sure
I'm saying. I had her already down for one, but
because they're saying that's her first. That free throw is up and no good. That is the third team foul on Pisgah. One team foul on the Knights. It's 35-4 here with 2:11 left in the quarter. That free throw is up and good. That gets it to 35-5 here with 2:08 left. Lauren Ballou gets it to Molly Watson. She brings it up. Comes off the screen. Kicks it right to Lauren Ballou. Back to Alexis Marcos on the wing. Back up top to Jaden Ballou. She shoots the three, and that is off and rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson pushes back the other way. Pisgah is now in a straight man-to-man with this unit. Ball's up top. It's kicked to the right to North Henderson. Scout Ballou is guarding her. Forces her to kick it back up top. Molly Watson's on the ball. Alexis Marcos comes off of that. Lauren Ballou with the steal. She finds Alexis Marcos. She finds
great pass.
Molly
right
Watson. She finds Jaden Ballou. She just misses that left-handed layup, and the rebound is tied up. Jump ball will go to North Henderson.
These girls look for each other, man.
Yeah, great job by this unit still looking for it. Almost a steal by Alexis Marcos, so great hustle. North Henderson pushes it up the court quickly. Out on the left wing, passes to number 15. She dumps it down low to
that's
the
a good move right there.
That was a great move from that young lady. That is number two, De'Asia Watkins. For 2 points for North Henderson.
Footwork was really good right there.
So you can see where this North Henderson team actually does play pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Playing pretty well against our second unit here. With that said, there's a three by Lauren Ballou. Went up, missed. Alexis Marcos with the rebound. She decides to pull it back out. She kicks it to Molly Watson. Molly Watson dribble penetrates. She gets all the way to the basket. And they called it a foul on the floor. Molly finished there, but they're not going to give her the and one. It's a good attack by Molly. That foul was on De'Asia Watkins. That's her first, team second. On the inbound, Molly finds Lauren Ballou, and she puts that in for a 37-7 lead here with 31 seconds left in the second quarter. North Henderson will walk it up here. Pisgah back in a man-to-man. Scout Blue out on the ball. That's on the left side here. They kick it back up top, then find the Watkins girl at the free throw line. She kicks back up top. Dribble penetration by North Henderson. Shot goes up and no good. That time rebounded by North Henderson. Steal by Alexis Marcos. She looks up, finds Scout Blue up the court. She goes up, misses that, but rebounded by Alexis Marcos. Not sure why she didn't go back up.
Yep.
She pulled it back out, and time runs out. And with that, folks, that is the end of your first half. Your Lady Bears up 37-7 here at halftime. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime of the girls' game. It's time for your halftime show brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Well, Mark, lots of stats for you to talk about here, I believe.
Lots of stats.
For a lot of individuals.
And there's some stats I wish I had. I wish I had the assists. More so, I wish I had the steals, because we've talked about how many steals we've had. It's been a bunch. But leading the way for us in the scoring column in the first half, Chandler Lowry with 11, Jade Cody with 7, Kylie Leonard with 8, Bailey Connor with 5, and then Lauren Blue has chipped in a couple, as so has Jaden Blue. Their leading scorer, number 2, Asia, she has 6 points, 6 of her 7 points. So it's just, even when the second team come in there, that second bunch, things didn't change a whole lot. It was still a lot of the same of, they couldn't get nothing going against us.
Yeah, they got 7 total points in the first half. It's been domination at all levels for Pisgah so far in this game.
Absolutely.
The thing I've been impressed with, first team, second team, you don't see Coach Holloway go 5 in, 5 out a lot.
Right.
But he did in the first quarter. I think he went 5 in, 4 out in the first quarter.
Yeah.
5 in, 5 out second quarter. But a lot of selfless basketball.
Yeah, very much so. The defense usually sticks out to me how hard we're playing, but I'm telling you what, that first half, we had at least 3 assists that was just like, wow. And then we had a couple that didn't turn into an assist just because we didn't make the shot, but it was a great pass. So they really are looking for each other. You can tell these girls want to score. It doesn't matter who scores as long as Pisgah scores.
Yeah, it's a great team effort. The team itself has played together for a long time, Mark. And you can see it in how they're playing really selfless basketball right now.
Right.
So with that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. We'll be back with a little more information, a look into the boys' game here in a little bit that we're going to have tonight. So you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live here from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Got Mark Stevenson keeping stats, and doing color for us here tonight, Mark. I'd like to, first of all, thank all of our sponsors for bringing Pisgah basketball to you folks.
Yep.
You got Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management.
Yep. Very important to throw sponsors, so yeah. I just give a quick plug too, and I know you know, everybody's gonna say, well, you're a sponsor, and you're a sponsor too, Kevin, but it really makes a big difference to us. I mean, we're gonna support the kids, so, but these other people on the list, if you get a chance to go out and support them, give them a shout out, because they are investing in the kids, and you know, not every company does that, so I know they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really wanna do send thanks and really send business their way. Without this, we got something really special at Pisgah High School for our kids to experience and go through. They'll tell you there's nothing like it out there, and it couldn't be done without the sponsorship out there and radio stations.
For sure.
Yeah, WPKL bringing you all the action, doesn't matter what season it is. So,
yeah, and shout out to Terrell too. You know, she, I mean, for doing this and you know having a couple of flunkies like us over here bringing it to them. You know, I mean, she don't have to do that, but she does it for the community, and it's a great thing. So, thanks to Terrell.
So with that, let's take a look at this boys game, Mark. What do you see out of this North Henderson team tonight?
I see them warming up here, and I see they got two or three pretty good-sized kids, but just digging into the record, looking at it a little bit, they're 7-1. You knew a little more about the girls' record when I was mentioning it. Is this team a 7-1 team?
You know, this is the surprise team to me in the conference. I should be surprised. Year in, year out, they seem to reload. There for a while, they had the same kids every year. You thought they never left.
Right.
Last year, they surprised me, and this year, they've come out really, really strong. Right now, they're ranked 29th overall in the state. So, certainly, we have, and that's all classification.
Right.
We've got our hands full tonight, but the way our Bears are playing, I really think that we can make this a really good game throughout tonight.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's... I know last game we started a couple of younger kids. We had a couple of sophomores in there. It looks like, you know, Ben is still trying to, Coach Rodheimer is still trying to, you know, get his lineup tweaked where he wants it. I've noticed, you know, Mason's played good, but his shot's not been there a little bit. And I was thinking on the way over here today, it's like, well, you know, he played football into the fourth round, so he probably didn't have a whole lot of time to take any shots. So once he gets it dialed back in too, I think these guys right here is going to be okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of good positive things going on for this boys team. They play great defense. If they can get any consistency in the scoring, they're going to be a tough out every night this year. So I see a lot of promise in this team. Just saw Micah Devlin down there hit a three in warm-ups. Need kids like him to step up and get good shots to help us get that scoring going.
Gotcha. You know, we were talking about North Air a minute ago. They're this 7-1 record, which beat Inca. We've seen Inca. TC's really pretty strong. I say they beat them by six. Don't know a lot about them. Had two games with Hendersonville, a game with Owen, and a game with Pickens, South Carolina. So it's really hard to tell. Like you say, it could be deceiving 7-1.
What really shocked me, that Hendersonville team looks to be pretty good. I've seen them play on TV against East Henderson earlier this year in a tough game, and East has been perennial pretty well in the boys' side. And for them to split with them in two close games tells me this is a legitimate team, but it also tells me our boys can play with them. So, folks, we've got a minute 12 left before the second half. We're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here high above the basketball court. Mark, got a great view of all the action here tonight. 22 seconds here, folks, before we get the second half going. As a reminder, your Bears lead here at halftime, 37-7. You heard that right, folks. What a start for the Bears here in the first half tonight.
Yep, they're being pretty stingy with the points they're giving up too. So we'll see how it comes back out second half. It looks like we're coming back out with our starters, so I would say pedal down here, get a little better lead, and let's let some of these other girls play. I would think that's what Coach Holloway's thinking of. Most coaches do. I do see some coaches who don't sub out whenever they're up big, but Coach Holloway's really good about that.
I'd say we get close to that 40-point running clock, and you're going to see subs come in relatively quickly. Bears will start the night, or the second half, with the ball.
Did it take long?
That did not take long. Chandler Lowry with a cut. Bailey Connor finds her for a layup, and two more points for Pisgah, 39-7 coming out of the break. North Henderson gets the ball down low. That same young lady, number two, Watkins, goes up with the shot, misses. A little turmoil for the rebound, and North Henderson scores. Just that quick, Jade gets it into Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey Connor running the floor, and she shoots a layup all the way on the other end to get it to 41-9.
You better not loaf back on these girls.
No, they're going quick. North Henderson gets it out on the left wing. They attack, pull it back out, get it up top. Young lady takes it down. Macy Devlin with the rebound. She brings it out. She goes up, finds Bailey Connor off the backside. She finds Jade Cody. She finds Chandler Lowry. She decides, I'm not taking the three. I'm going to pull it out and work for a better shot. She kicks right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Jade Cody on the wing. Jade Cody's looking. She finds Kylie Leonard up top. Swings it left to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin swings it to Bailey Connor. She gets it to Kylie Leonard, and we get it back to Macy Devlin on the cut screen.
Pretty basketball right there. Pretty basketball.
It's 43-9 here, folks, with 6:26 left in the third quarter. Pisgah's back in a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Actually, they're in a man-to-man kind of sag back. North Henderson gets it down low. Kylie stands her ground. Shot goes up, no good. This time deflected off of Bailey Connor. She almost gets that rebound, but the ball will stay with North Henderson underneath her own basket. North Henderson looking to throw it in. Again, we're in man-to-man here, and the pressure causes the ball to go off of the North Henderson young lady, and another turnover to turn it back over to the Pisgah Bears. Chandler Lowry gets it. She brings it up. She takes it to the right side, finds Bailey Connor. She pulls it back out. Doesn't like what she sees. Almost a steal for North Henderson. Macy Devlin finds Jade Cody for a three. She misses that, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She missed us on the backside, and Chandler Lowry almost gets a steal on the pass back through. Pisgah's going to pick up half-court man now. A little change of style. North Henderson throws it in, and they're comfortable walking it up the court here, Mark.
Yep. I've been watching Kylie and number two. They got a physical little game going on inside, too. That's fun to watch.
So Bailey Connor's on the ball. Set a big screen. Girl goes up, misses that. Rebound by Jade. Jade comes up, tries a downcourt pass, and it's turned over. Jade gets the ball back. She goes to Chandler. Chandler gets it to half court. She takes off. Gets bumped, but she pulls it out and sets it back up. And she's all alone at three, but she dribbles all the way in, and that ball is stolen away by North. Letting a little contact go here now, Mark.
Yep.
That one is blocked by Bailey on the other end, but falls into the hands of North Henderson. And North Henderson scores, running the score to 43-11 with 4:50 left here in the first quarter. Chandler Lowry brings it up the right side. She kicks back to Jade Cody to the left side. She dribbles in the paint. Shot goes up. No good.
In and out.
And rebounded by North Henderson. Kylie Leonard ties that up, but the ball will stay with North Henderson as the arrow is in their favor. We got the ball coming out at halftime, Mark.
We did.
Pisgah's not going to press here at all. We're a half-court man. North is very content to walk this thing up, take some time off the clock. Young lady dribbles to the middle. She goes in to block. Chandler gets the rebound. She goes the other way. She's looking, decides to hold back up. She brings it back up top. They're looking to set something up here. She kicks to Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks to Macy. Macy decides not to go underneath. She kicks back out to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard takes a look. Jade Cody has it up top. She looks, finds Chandler Lowry in the middle.
Nice.
She takes a little jump shot in the paint, and that's another 2 points for the Bears. 45-11 with 3:54, and looks like we've got three young ladies coming to the score table for Pisgah. Chandler Lowry's applying the pressure up top. There's a deflection, then almost a steal by Bailey Connor. They drop back there in a 2-3 zone and still creating havoc here, Mark.
I think our pace of play, too, is wearing them down a little bit. They're looking a little tired.
They're looking tired, wanting to slow it down. Missed the shot underneath, but a rebound on the backside and up and good by North Henderson. Gets the score to 45-13. Chandler quickly brings it the other way. High screen up top. She comes off. It kicks it to Jade on the left side. Jade kicks it to Bailey Connor. Bailey tries to get it to Macy, and that's a turnover to North Henderson. And we're getting a little sloppy there. Missed shot, but Macy Devlin gets the rebound.
Missed the wide open layup.
She pushes it back the other way. Finds Kylie Leonard up the floor, and Kylie Leonard finishes. 47-13. North Henderson walks
it up. They're definitely getting a little winded.
They definitely don't want to play fast with us, for sure. They figured that out.
Yep.
Chandler Lowry with another rebound. She finds Bailey Connor.
Good pass up
streaking.
Front.
Bailey
nice.
Connor finishes. Probably should be an and one, but good ball movement, pushing it up the floor. Good job of Bailey Connor running the floor, and she gets rewarded for it. 49-13, 2:26 left here in the third quarter. North walks it back up. We're in this 2-3 zone half court. Looking to create a little havoc here. And, I thought Bailey was going to get that one. Kick it all the way back across court. Find her down low. That shot's missed. We got lazy on the rebound, but Chandler goes in and pulls away with it. Ball's tied up, and the ball will stay with Pisgah on that tie-up.
Gritty right there. She's a little undersized in that matchup, but
yeah.
Did not care to get on the floor.
I don't think she minds much at all. So we have now Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Scout Ballou in. Chandler directs Lauren to go take it in, and she gets it into her. North back in this 2-3 zone. Chandler comes off the screen. She pulls it back out, kicks it to Lauren. Lauren kicks it across to Alexis.
Good pass, good
run
shot.
Run that offense again. Nice pass by Alexis to Chandler. Cutting to the basket, and another 2 points for Chandler.
You think they're going to figure that cut out before the night's over with?
We've run it about four times in this quarter, and it's worked every time, whether it's two or three passes into the set. Just like that, Kylie Leonard with another steal. She's bringing it up and gets it turned over. That's where you want her to get it to a guard.
That's a walk, but got away with it.
North Henderson comes back the other way fast. A kick out for the three. The three shots up, and that's off. And rebounded by North Henderson. And they bring it back up top to settle. Pisgah in this 2-3 zone. Ball goes down low, deflected by Scout. She gets the block. Saved by North Buckham. Kylie Leonard gets it. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler brings it up. She brings it all away, and she goes in, does not finish there, and rebound by North Henderson. North Henderson goes the other way, trying to push the pace.
That was the right take, though, because the defense sloughed off.
Just sloughed off and didn't give us a chance to get it to the backside. And with that, North Henderson gets it down low, and she goes over Kylie Leonard for another basket. It's 51-15 here with 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Chandler has it. She gets it to Lauren. We run that same play. Elect not to go there. They kick it back to Lauren. Got 10 seconds here. Kylie Leonard has it up top. She finds Alexis Marcos underneath.
Good move.
Drives.
Good move.
And it is, she called it on the floor.
Whoa.
Thought Marcos went through and finished that.
Not sure about that, but that was a great move by Marcos.
It was a very good move. And for some reason, after that, they let the time go off the clock and ended the quarter here at 51 to 15.
Did it go to a running clock, you think?
It should be at 40.
At 40, okay.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School, going into the fourth quarter of this Lady Bears varsity game. Your Bears leading 51-15. Mark, looks like the starters are finished for the night.
Yeah, I would think so. Not sure any reason to bring them back out at this point. Let them get some rest, get these other girls some playing time. And, you know, it's been kind of a – we've just been kind of been outclassed tonight, they have. And, you know, hey, let these girls get some playing time here and we'll start working on tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to see these young ladies. They played really well in that second quarter when they had a chance to
they
play
They really
together.
Did.
We got Alexis Marcos, Molly Watson, and the three blue young ladies, Lauren, Jaden, and Scout, in the game. North Henderson penetrates. The ball's deflected away by Lauren Ballou and then goes off the North Henderson young lady. Ball goes back to Pisgah.
We've got a whole host of Ballous.
Whole host of Ballous.
Yep.
They've got a running clock here. It shouldn't be till 40. I was hoping it would not be running clock here. Get some other young ladies in. Pisgah brings it back. Molly Watson kicks it back to the top to Lauren Ballou. Still running that action. It was open. Alexis didn't see Scout. She looked to kick it back up to Jaden or Lauren, and they were cutting. Didn't see the pass coming. It went out of bounds.
That was a reverse no-look pass right there. The wrong person wasn't looking.
So with that, Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone. North Henderson comes back the other way. Alexis Marcos applying a lot of pressure up top. Ball stays up top. They get it to the elbow. They kick back out to the three on the wing. They get it down in the post. Number 21 takes it in on Jaden Ballou. Misses, but gets her own rebound. Kicks back out to the 15 from North Henderson. She misses that shot. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She kicks out to Molly Watson, who would quickly go back the other way. Molly now pulls it back up top. Sets up the offense. She comes left. Kicks back right to Alexis Marcos. She kicks to the wing to Lauren Ballou. She finds Molly Watson. They kick back out to Lauren Ballou and then to Jaden Ballou on the left side. Jaden decides to kick it back right to Alexis Marcos. She finds Scout Ballou. Scout pulls it out. She finds a cutting Lauren Ballou. She goes up from the elbow. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by North Henderson. And then our ladies, I think it was Scout there that came in and tied that up. Ball will stay with North Henderson due to the arrow. Actually, no, they're saying it is Pisgah ball. And with that said, we've got a couple of new young ladies, three to be exact. We got Lainey Burke, Faith Brown, and Annie Jennings that are in for Pisgah. They are in the game with Molly Watson and Jaden Ballou. And right off the bat, we get a turnover there. And North goes back the other way. North takes a three-point shot. That is missed. That's pulled out by Annie Jenkins. She goes the other way, brings it all the way up. North Henderson subbed everyone out as well. We got Lainey Burke out there for a three, and that is short on the front rim, rebounded by North Henderson. They go back the other way. Got it up top. They swing to the left. That three-point shot goes up. That's missed on the front end. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She outlets to Molly Watson. She finds Annie Jenkins going up the other way. Missed layup and rebounded by North Henderson. Really contested, but that looked like a good shot.
Yeah, it really did. Yep.
North Henderson goes the other way. They get it into the paint. Kick back out on the perimeter. Back up top. Over to the left. Dribbled into the paint. Shot goes up. No good. And a deflection on the rebound. The ball will stay with North Henderson underneath their own basket. And North Henderson gets it in. They run their motion. They try to get underneath. Blake Brown knocks it away, but recovered by North Henderson. They go up for the shot. Miss it. Rebounded by North Henderson. She goes back up for another shot, and a foul is called on Pisgah. Here the score is 51-15. Your Bears ahead with 4 minutes left in this game. Running clock here, folks. North Henderson goes to the line.
This is the first.
Okay, you got her in front door. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to make sure I didn't mispronunciate Annie's last name. That is Annie Jennings. Next free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Fake Brown. She outlets to Molly Watson. Molly Watson takes it in. That shot is missed, but rebounded by Molly. She kicks out to Jaden Ballou. She kicks out to Fake Brown. They set it back up, get it to Molly up top. She finds Fake Brown on the right wing. She finds Annie Jennings at the top. She dribble penetrates, kicks to Molly Watson. Molly Watson gets all the way down. She puts up the
great
runner.
Shot.
And that is good.
Good drive.
Pisgah's now up 53-15 here with 2:55 left. North Henderson brings it back the other way. Your Bears are in a 2-3 zone. They find number 14 in the middle, but that ball is stolen by Lena Burke. She comes up, and it is deflected away from her by North Henderson and a turnover on the Bears.
I tell you, Kevin, one thing I'm impressed about is we got second string and maybe some third string girls in, and Coach Holloway is up coaching these girls just like it's a state championship game.
Absolutely.
And they deserve that. I really like that.
And with that said, number 5 from North Henderson puts up a 3, and that 3 is good. Runs the score to 53-18 here with 2:15 left. Yeah, it's nice when Coach Holloway really coaches his young ladies hard when we go deep into the bench. They practice hard every day and deserve this.
Yep.
There we've had Annie Jennings finds Jaden Ballou on the backside for a layup, and Pisgah scores again, 55-18 with 1:56 left. North Henderson brings it to the right. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Annie Jennings. She takes off the other way. All the way. She goes to the basket.
Oh,
and
strong
that
move.
Is missed, but a great strong move. And she is fouled, sending her to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Annie comes up to varsity and plays here tonight. Gets that first free throw in and good, and then hits that second free
throw.
That
a girl.
Annie's one of the girls that are fifth quarter in force. She plays on our JV team. Able to come up and get some good playing time here tonight and get in the scoring column.
Great experience for them, too. It's a whole different feel in this game than it is in the 4 o'clock JV game.
Absolutely. North Henderson gets it. They kick it out to the right wing. Take a look. Kick it back up top. Come back into the paint. That time it's stolen by Lana Burke. She looks up for Annie Jennings, and Annie Jennings
just out hustles everybody.
Yeah, she just out hustled everybody for that ball. Thought it was going to be a turnover. Get it back. Molly Watson with it up top. She sets it up. She kicks it left to Annie Jennings. She takes a look, kicks it to Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou tries to dribble, penetrate down the baseline, kicks it back out to Molly Watson for the three. That is off. Fake Brown fighting for that rebound, but it is deflected off of her, and North Henderson ball here with 15 seconds left. North Henderson comes left to right here. They get it down. They kick it all the way out to number 14. 15. That's a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She dribbles up the court, finds Annie Jenkins. She finds Fake Brown. And that's
the buzzer. That a girl.
Fake Brown. So we're running the court to the end, Mark.
Yes. I love it.
That brings the score here to 59-18 here tonight for the girls' game. So outstanding game by our young ladies. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsor. When we come back, we'll talk about the boys' game coming up and bring you that game here in just a little bit, in about 10 minutes, Mark.
All righty.
You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in North Henderson High School, where we're getting ready for the boys game coming up. With that said, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performance all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game in the drop-down menu. Check in often and early as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net.
Okay, so it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award, for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player, is going to go to Chanmore Lowry. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access? Give Michael Loveless a call down there at A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all of your storage needs. Again, that's Michael Loveless and A1 Storage. Kevin, I picked Chandler. I know that you're a little blood related there, but I told Kevin, I said, I want to pick the player of the game because she deserves it. She started this game off setting the tone. So I don't even know how many steals she would have had, but she finished with 17 points, knocked down two threes. Just a leader on the floor tonight, and I thought she deserved to be the player of the game.
She played a really good game, Mark, all the way around. I love, she had 17, but I love the unselfish nature of her play. She got Kylie Leonard two when she could have taken one, and then shielded the player. So doing a little bit of everything. So glad to see that. But what I would say about tonight, and I'm sure you'll talk to us a little bit about some of the other stats that we've got tonight, but a lot of that first five played outstanding tonight. Everybody on the team, I felt like, had a good game, but I was extremely impressed with the first five tonight.
Absolutely. Hey, another girl that stands out that did a lot of stuff that don't really get in the stat, but Jade Cody, she finished with seven points, but we've seen her have two back-to-back blocks down here. Got another block or two after that. Good help defense. Ball's coming around. She slides down. She was just always on help defense. Bailey Conard, she knocked in 9 points tonight. Kylie Leonard, she's your blue. I look at Kylie and I look at somebody with the old cartoon with Wile E. Coyote and the sheepdog goes and he clocks in and he goes to work and he comes out with his lunch bucket. That's Kylie Leonard, man. She's a blue collar girl, and she's going to get on the floor. She's going to rebound. She's going to set the screens. Whatever you want her to do, she's going to do it for you. But she had 10 tonight. So yeah, it could have went a lot of different ways, but it's just, A lot of girls, Faith Brown got her a basket there late.
Yeah, that was big. I was happy to see
Is that her first basket this year, probably? Yeah. Okay. So she got that one. The little girl, Annie Jennings, you said that she was a JV girl, but she comes up, plays. She got to hit two free throws tonight. Really big deal for her. So, yeah.
How many players did we have in the scoring column tonight?
Let's see. In the scoring column, 10 again. Yep, two games in a row now.
That's outstanding. In both of those games, we give up 19 and 17, I think.
Yes.
Or 18 and 17, whatever the final score
was.
Yeah,
19 and 17, that's correct.
So defense leading the way.
Yep.
And everybody playing hard and selfless basketball. So fun to watch. Folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. Before we preview this boys basketball game, you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.com, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School, high above the court here tonight, about to take on the boys basketball game here, North Henderson Knights against our Pisgah Bears. Again, folks, our Lady Bears finished strong with a big win here tonight against the North Henderson Ladies. And here we're going to start talking about the boys' game here, Mark. The keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor from First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor.
Absolutely. So you say keys of the game, is that what we're talking?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, I haven't seen them play, but I'm thinking, you know, I've been watching them warm up here two or three different times, and I think we're going to have to get on the boards. They've got a couple of guys with some size here, but I think a key for us, too, is going to be to play under control, not turn the ball over a ton, and hopefully we get off to a good start shooting the ball, get some shots to fall early, get our confidence up. That way, you know, because I think back at home last week, we didn't shoot it that well from the three and or from the free throw line. We missed enough free throws to have won the game by, you know, a small margin. So some of those things we just got to button up.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Free throws are a big piece. If we hit half of our free throws in that game, we're right in the middle of it.
Yep.
We only lost by seven, and I can guarantee you we probably missed twice that many.
Absolutely.
In that game. For me tonight, Mark, the key to the game, and this is just based on not anything I've seen out of North this year, but past history, is really close out and defend the three well. We've played really good defense so far this year. But we haven't seen many teams that like to shoot it like this North Henderson team.
Right.
Even with their height and range, they're going to shoot a lot of threes and play fast. So I think we've got to rebound well and deny that three ball so they don't shoot a high percentage out there tonight.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, and that you mentioned that in the past years, they have had some gunners, man. They like to shoot it, yeah.
So with that said, folks, we're going to, it's 1:20 here left before the boys game. We're going to send it back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, here where we're about to watch the boys play Pisgah versus North Henderson. We're announcing the Pisgah boys right now. You've got number 3, Isaiah Mintz, number 10, Maddox Wright, number 21, Nick Messer, number 23, Campbell Crook, and number 32, Mason Putnam. So a little change up in the lineup, Mark, tonight.
Yep.
Got Nick Messer inserted in there to give us a little more size and rebounding.
Yep.
And he's done really well scoring-wise as well. Folks, we do have the lights turned down as we're getting ready to announce this North Henderson boys team. North Henderson, they say number 3 and 5A classification so far this year. We got number 0, power forward Luke Hill. Number 2, a guard, Jameer Patel, averaging 12 points a game. Number 3, another guard slash forward, Titus Moore, averaging 17 a game. Number 24, a guard wing, Will Harris. And then down low, center, Braden Hudson, averaging 14.9 rebounds. There you are, folks, the starting lineup for both teams. Maddox Wright's going to have a big night here tonight defensively, Mark. Lots of size on the court for North Henderson.
Lots of size. We need Maddox to play cool and under control. And
got a big 41 down there. He is 6'7". And he's not skinny, 6'7". He's a good size kid.
Absolutely. If for all the kids listening at home, you know they all just went 6'7". You know that, right? Have you heard that?
6'7". I did say it.
You did.
And he's standing back here not jumping.
I hope my grandson was heard that.
Anything.
Exactly.
So we've got 6'5", number 3, Titus Moore, their leading scorer, jumping. Maddox kind of conceded that one and just moved back on the defensive side. North Duncan controls the tip. They get it out on the right wing, find a cutting Moore. He kicks back out to number 2, Patel.
There it is.
He hits a 3.
You called it early.
Start with. That's traditional North Henderson basketball. Pisgah brings it back. Mason Putnam dribble penetrates, kicks out to Maddox Wright. Maddox takes a look. He gets it back to Mason. Mason dribble penetrates, finds Nick Messer for the jump shot from the free throw line. That is off and rebounded by Patel. North Henderson will walk it up this time. Pisgah sitting back in a 2-3 zone here. Patel goes down the right side. He kicks to number 24 for North Henderson. He tries to get it down in the post to Titus Moore. and that is knocked out of bounds by Maddox Wright. Wolf Henderson inbounds it underneath their own basket. They kick it out to 41. The big center, he's out on the perimeter looking to shoot that three. Decides not to. They get it to the elbow, try to kick it back to 41. He gets it on the perimeter this time and decides to take mid-range jump shot. That's off the back rim and rebounded by Campbell Crook. He goes back the other way. He looks to pass out, but the ball's stolen by Patel. But then he loses control of it and dribbles it out of bounds. The ball will stay with Pisgah here at half court.
I'm not sure I've seen 41 go in the paint yet.
No, I remember him from last year. He loves to shoot the three. You think he's going to dominate the paint, but he doesn't like to play inside a whole lot.
Mm.
He's got a body for it.
Yep.
Nick Messer inbounds to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam kicks it out to Campbell. Campbell Crook with a dribble penetration pulls it back out. Campbell kicks to Maddox Wright on the right perimeter. Maddox Wright takes a look, kicks it back to Isaiah Mintz. Isaiah Mintz rotates it to the left to Nick Messer. Nick Messer dribble penetrates, finds Campbell Crook. He goes to set a screen for Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright comes off of it, attacks the basket, and finishes for 2 points for Pisgah. Score now is Pisgah 2, North Henderson 3 here early in the first quarter. North Henderson's going to walk it up. Patel's got it. Pisgah's in like a 2-3 zone, but it's almost like a 1-1-3 here. They've got Mason up top, pressuring the ball, and that pressure caused a bad pass by North Henderson, and the ball goes back to Pisgah.
Unforced turnover.
Nope. So Mason comes over, and they get it trapped and get a steal, and it looked like a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to call it. He took three steps trying to avoid Nick Messer.
I know LeBron gets by with that, but...
Yeah, I don't think in high school.
Not at this level.
So Pisgah gets the ball back here. Isaiah Mintz inbounding the ball. He's looking to get it in. He gets it down court to Campbell Crook, who takes off the other way. He lobs it up to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright finishes for another two for Pisgah, and it's 4-3 here early Pisgah in the early goings.
Great job by Campbell just running that play there.
Yeah, very unselfish. He could have taken it into the chest of the defender.
Mm-hmm.
He decides to lob it up to Maddox on the backside. Pisgah still in this 2-3 zone, trying to force North Buncombe into some things uncomfortable. North Henderson kicks it back to the top, kicks it back right to the right outside, and an offensive foul on number 24 for North Henderson, Will Harris, as he gets into Campbell Crook's chest and pushes off. Another turnover for North Henderson. Isaiah Moore Mintz will inbound to Mason Putnam. Mason gets it to Campbell. Campbell gets it back to Mason, who skips it on to Isaiah. North Henderson tries to trap, knocks it out of bounds, but it will go off of North Henderson. Ball will stay. Pisgah on the sidelines, right in front of the student section there. Isaiah Mintz tries to get it in. Another steal for North Henderson. They go back the other way. And that looks like they're going to call a foul on Mason Putnam there. I'm not sure about that. Good defense by Mason. That'll be Mason's first, team first, and send Titus Moore to the free throw line for two free throws. First free throw is up. It is good. Runs the score to 4-4 here with 4:58 left in the first period. Moore will have another free throw. That free throw is up and good. It's now 5-4 North Henderson. Campbell Crook comes up. North Henderson now is in a 1-3-1 press. We'll get it across half court. Campbell comes to the right. He finds Mintz. Mintz finds Messer. Messer finds Maddox right underneath for another 2 points for Pisgah. 6-5.
Maddox doing a great job getting open. He's got all 6 points, but they keep finding him.
Yeah, that 1-3-1, he gets lost on that baseline and is finishing every time. North Henderson comes back. They try to get it underneath. Almost a steal there by Mason. Ends up being a steal by Maddox Wright, and we go back the other way. Campbell Crook brings it up. North Henderson's now in man-to-man. Campbell's got it up top. Ben pressured by Patel. He gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright tries to penetrate, looks for Messer. Ball's tipped away but goes to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam finds Isaiah Mintz on the backside. That shot is blocked and recovered by North Henderson.
We were vertically challenged right there.
Yes. That 6'5 athleticism of number three there from North Henderson showed up.
Yep.
North Henderson comes back the other way. They get it down low this time. It's another turnover for Pisgah. Mason Putnam goes the other way. Mason goes up, and it's another 2 points for Pisgah. Pisgah now leads 8-5 with 3:59 left in the first period. North Henderson brings it up. They get it to half court. Going back and forth. They try to get it to the elbow, kick it back out to Patel. He shoots the three, and that one is off the back rim and rebounded by Mintz. He looks up, finds Messer streaking up the way. Messer goes up and good. Pisgah takes a 10-5 to lead here with 3:34 left in the first quarter. North Henderson's content to walk it up here. Dribble penetration, kick out for another three. He tries to dribble penetrate. They find 41 from the elbow. He misses that shot, rebounded by Mason Putnam. Mason quickly goes the other way. He's going up for the shot. It's blocked by 41, and North Henderson's going the other way. North Henderson brings it up. They kick it back out to Patel. The elbow, he dribble penetrates. Looks like a steal by Mintz, but North Henderson recovers. They pull it out. Start it back over here on offense. Patel has it, dribble down, ball's in the corner. That shot goes up for another three by North Henderson. That runs the score to 10-8. Your Pisgah Bears lead here with 2:44 left in the first quarter. Campbell Crooks being trapped at half court. They call a foul on number one for North Henderson. He had come in. That's Ezekiel Abrea. That is the first team foul on North Henderson. Excuse me, the second team foul on North Henderson. First team foul on number one for them. Pisgah will inbound it here. We now have Camden in the game. He came in for Isaiah Mintz. He inbounds it to Mason Putnam. We'll quickly get it down low to Mason. Maddox Wright, he finds Nick Messer, and that shot is blocked. And North Henderson recovers it, slows it down, and brings it back the other way. North Henderson gets it out on the wing. They get it down in the corner. They're on the right side here of the offense, passing it back and forth. They swing it all the way back around, find three in the corner. That three-point shot goes up, airballed, rebounded by Nick Messer. He pulls it out, finds Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright's bringing it up. He gets it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam dribble penetrates, gets all the way to the basket with a smaller player on it, gets the foul called, and will go to the free throw line for two Messer Insurance free throws. These free throws are brought to you by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Mason shoots the first free throw mark, and that is good.
Yep, he lined up for the second one. Trying to keep my stats rolling over here.
Oh, yeah. Second free throw is up and good. That runs the score. Pisgah 12, North Henderson 8 with 1:46 left in the first quarter. North Henderson walks it back up. They've got it up top, swinging it back. They get it to the corner for another three, and that three is in for number 23 with North Henderson, which is Jaden Gunter, a guard that just subbed in. Runs the score 12-11. Pisgah's ahead here with 1:26 left in the quarter. Pisgah's back the other way. Maddox Wright has it to the top. Tries to back down the 6-7, 42-1 from North Henderson. Kicks out to Camden Crook. He misses that three, and North Henderson recovers the rebound and is going back the other way. They slow it down. They swing it all the way back around. A deep three this time by 23. That is missed. Rebounded by North Henderson. Then a turnover. Maddox Wright gets the steal. He finds Mason Putnam going up the court. Mason Putnam goes up for the shot. Is blocked and fouled by number two, Patel, for North Henderson, sending Mason Putnam back to the line for two more Messer Insurance free throws. Bessemer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Did a good job of drawing that foul.
Yeah, unfortunately, that free throw is off the mark for Mason. Second free throw is up and no good. Score remains 12-11 with 54 seconds left. And Patel will walk the ball up the court.
That's kind of one of those things I was talking about. Good steal by Mason.
Mason goes the length. This time misses the layup, does not draw the foul, and the ball is going back the other way, rebounded by North Henderson.
I'd like to see him just go ahead and go strong and finish that layup.
Yeah, he got on the fast break there, and number three Moore got there quickly, did well on defense, and we just kind of hesitated and didn't go up. North Henderson's working the ball around. They get it up top, find Patel. He swings it to the corner. Got it up top. They swing it all the way across. Almost another steal by Mason. They get it on the free throw line. That shot is missed. This time rebounded by North Henderson. Almost stolen by, that's Micah Devlin. Ball goes around. It's tied up this time by Pisgah, and the ball will go back to Pisgah here with 1 second left in the quarter, up 12-11.
Mason got the better of that little scrum.
Yeah, I think he was wrestling with the big boy. 6'7 kid.
Yeah, 6'7 kid ended up on the floor in front of our bench.
So, folks, Maddox gets it to Camden early with 1 second. Camden threw up a full court shot. Almost got rimmed there. Made it interesting anyway. At the end of the first quarter, your Bears leading 12-11 here at North Henderson. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
We're coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mark, good first quarter, exactly what we needed to do, contain their scoring, keep this a low-scoring game. We lead here 12-11.
Yeah, you mentioned they like to shoot it. They were 3-5 in the first quarter from a three-point line, so they're going to put it up. I think we played really well defensively and had some steals that was key right there.
So, folks, as we get started back here in the second quarter, North Henderson has the ball. Pisgah still in this 2-3 zone, trying to take the height away from North Henderson. Creates another turnover there. Campbell Crook with the steal that time. Finds Robinson up.
Nice.
He misses
a
layup, but Camden does follow that up with a rebound and put back. They run the score. Pisgah 14, North Henderson 11 here early in the second quarter.
Great play by Campbell to follow that shot of Camden's up.
He gets the steal, gives it up ahead, and then follows it.
Yep.
Great job. North Henderson comes back down. Three more, gets into the middle, puts up a soft layup, and it's contested. And gets the score to 14-13. Pisgah goes back the other way, gets it to Mason on the wing. He slips trying to attack the basket, and a turnover. The ball goes back to North Henderson. Hopefully he's okay. His knee seems to be bothering him just a little bit. North Henderson comes back. Campbell Crook almost gets another steal there. They get it on the wing to 24. He goes down low, misses, but the follow is by the big 6'7 kid from North Henderson, and the putback is good. First lead of the night for North Henderson. North Henderson goes back, or Pisgah goes back the other way, gets it down low to Robinson. He finishes over number zero, gets the lead right back for Pisgah. Pisgah up 16-15 with 6:37 left in the second quarter. North Henderson brings the ball back up. They walk it back up, have it up top, passing it back and forth. Patel goes the other way, and this time we are going to get a foul on Campbell Crook up top. Playing physical, they've let us go with it here.
Yeah.
So I like the intensity that we have right now defensively, making it very tough on North Henderson. That is Campbell's first foul. First foul of the second quarter for Pisgah. North Henderson inbounds the ball. Gets it to Patel up top. Swing it back to the left side of the court. Back over to the right. Gets it down in the corner to Moore. Now we feed the block.
Good block.
Good block by Maddox Wright. Mason Putnam with the rebound. He goes back the other way. Kicks it out to Campbell Crook for the three.
Nice.
And that three is good. And that three-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting. Campbell Crook with that three.
Big shot by the sophomore right there.
Come back. Mason Putnam with the deflection. Robinson with the steal. They go back the other way, and the ball is deflected out of bounds off of North Henderson. Pisgah will retain possession here on their end of the court. On the sidelines, folks, closest to us, across from the bench, about halfway through half court in the baseline. Mason Putnam will inbound the ball up 19-15, folks. Pisgah leads here with 5:42 left in the second quarter. Campbell Crook has it up top. He finds Maddox Wright on the left wing. Maddox comes back. Almost gets stolen by North Henderson, but Mason Putnam recovers. He gets it over to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook penetrates. He kicks out to Nick Messer. Nick Messer gets it to Isaiah Mintz. He decides to pull it back out. Messer finds Mason Putnam on the wing. He dribble penetrates, finds Mintz up top. He dribble penetrates, kicks it to Nick Messer. He looks at the three, decides against that, gets it to Campbell Crook. He dribble penetrates, kicks out to Mintz. Mintz with the three-point shot, and that is missed and rebounded by 41 from North Henderson. Ball will come back here with 4:56 left in the second period. Your Bears lead 19-15. North Henderson slows the pace down, skipping it left to right. They get it to the corner. Kick it back up top, back to the corner, get it down on the baseline. Back out to the corner for the three, and that is missed, but rebounded by number three. Shots missed. Rebound goes back up, corralled by Mason Putnam. Pisgah will go back the other way. Nick Messer has it. He kicks to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook gets it to Mason Putnam. He attacks all the way, goes up on the big, and that is blocked by North Henderson, and he'll go back the other way.
That length is a problem inside right there.
Yeah. Patel gets it. Dribble penetrates, kicks back out to 22. He kicks back across court to three. He gets it down low to 41, but rebounded by North Henderson after the miss. They get it to three, and he hits the short jumper. And that is two more points for North Henderson. Score now is 19-17 with a timeout on the court. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, kept this lead here with 3:55. We're up 19-17.
Yep, and we've had some opportunities down here. Like I say, running the break, we get down, and again, the size that they have, if they get there before we do, we're having trouble finishing right there. But I tell you, the thing that's sticking out my mind right now is I get fixed on watching Campbell play. Campbell Crook, folks, is a sophomore. The way he handles the ball and runs the team when he's on the floor and his composure, he just does not play like a sophomore.
He's maturing every game for us. Come back out and start play here, folks. North Henderson comes out in full court press. Kind of like that diamond we like to run. We beat that press, get it back to Campbell up top. Campbell with a three-point shot, and that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Score now 22-17, your Bears lead with 3:30 left here in the second quarter. North Henderson comes the other way.
I appreciate him making me sound good right there, too, by bragging on him. Knocked down another three.
You definitely did, and he's still playing very, very well here tonight. North Henderson dribble penetrates, gets into the paint, and pulls up for a little floater, and that is good. Runs the score to 22-19, your Bears lead. Mason Putnam comes the other way, finds Maddox Wright, underneath, but that shot is blocked by that big number 41, Braden Hudson for North Henderson, creating problems down on the block again. Ball comes back the other way. North Henderson has it. Dribble penetrates. The turnover this time. Mason Putnam gets the steal. He goes back the other way. Pulls up top. Kicks it to Nick Messer. Mason Putnam pulls in. Misses the floater. Gets his own rebound. Finds Isaiah Mintz on the backside. He misses that shot or gets it blocked. And North Henderson recovers it after it is available for both teams.
Again, that size, the altering shots, tipping shots. They're making it tough in there.
Yep. North Henderson gets it back to the other end, tries to find Big 41 down underneath. He misses the short putback. Maddox Wright with the rebound, and quickly Coach Rodehammer decides to call a timeout and talk it over. Folks, this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, one thing I would like to say is our wrestling team was in action tonight.
Okay.
Against Owen at home. And our Bears won that match 69-11.
Wow. So
another impressive showing by our physical wrestling team.
It sounds like it, yes. I haven't got to watch them, but I'm hearing good things about them.
Yeah, and folks, if you've never been to a physical wrestling match, you need to get out there. It is a fun event to go to. They're very, very talented as well, but the atmosphere is great that they put on. So we're back in action here. Pisgah's ball, North Henderson pressing full court. Campbell gets it to Isaiah Mintz on the backside. It's knocked away by Patel. It goes straight to Maddox Wright. He goes inside, kicks it back outside to Crook, and that three is off.
In and out.
And rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson tonight is set to just walk it up the court, pass it back and forth. Pisgah's content to allow them to do it back here in the 2-3 zone. North Henderson gets up another three-point shot from the corner. They really like that one. Misses that one. We get the ball back up to, that is awesome, Micah Devlin finds Isaiah Mintz cutting, and he gets one. It goes all the way, touches every spot of that rim, I think.
About three times around the circle, it looked like.
That runs the score to 24-19, your Bears lead. Campbell almost gets another steal out on the perimeter in this 2-3 zone, but he gets a foul called on him here. That is the second foul on Campbell Crook. He will take a seat with that foul.
That's not who we need in foul trouble either.
With 1:24, your Bears lead 24-19. Mason Putnam, Micah Devlin, Nick Messer, Camden Robinson, and Maddox Wright in the game for us. North Henderson comes back and is content passing it around here. Patel tries to dribble, penetrate, get it inside, kicks back outside, kicks it to the right. They get it up to the elbow. He kicks back out to the corner. Moore has that. He's taking a look. Good defense. He gets it down on the block to their big. He kicks it back outside. And number three, Titus Moore for North Henderson hits that shot to run the score to 24-21. Pisgah. Pisgah comes back. Looks like Nick Messer finds Maddox Wright open on the backside again for an easy two, 26-21 Pisgah. North Henderson comes back, moves it quick, gets it to the free throw line. Braden Hudson with the 2 points.
We don't want him to start heating up either.
No, not at all. Get it back down low on the backside. We kick it back outside. Maddox Wright dribbles with a shot from the elbow and makes that. Runs the score 28-23 Pisgah with 9 seconds left in. North Henderson's coming back the other way. Patel pushes it. I'm not sure he knows where the clock is, but he does. He gets it off here. The three-point shot is up. No good. And your Bears are leading 28-3 here at halftime at North Henderson. We're going to send it back to the studio before we have our halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime at North Henderson, where your boys, Pisgah boys, lead 28-23 here after the first half. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Well, Mark, tell us a little bit about what's going on, what's going good for Pisgah.
Right. Well, and early on, it was Maddox Wright saddling us up and taking us. Of course, that our guards were finding him. He got six quick early. He got another four in the second quarter. So he's leading us with 10 points. But, again, the play of Campbell Crook, I mentioned before, it's just, you know, I seen him get a couple of rebounds down here. He's hit a couple of threes. He dishing the ball. He's playing an all-around game. So he's having a good game. Mason Putnam, he's got 4 points right now. As a team, we're 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and we're 2 of 4 from the three-point line. So as far as them, they've only shot 2 free throws. They've made them both, and they're 3 of 6 from the three-point line. But I think I heard the crowd down here hollering a minute ago with number 41 hollering 3 seconds. They're not wrong. I look up, and, you know, he is staying in the lane a lot. But he's looking for that shot almost every time he comes down through there. But he did hit one a minute ago. We don't want him to get heated up. And second half should be a little interesting.
Yeah, I think the second half, I think this game is going about like we wanted it to. We're making everything very difficult for them on the offensive end. We're certainly not lighting it up ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But against this team, you know, we want this to be a slower-paced game. You wouldn't think so because of the size disadvantage.
Right.
But we're playing very, very good defense and making it count on the offensive end. To get this 5-point lead here.
Yeah. You know, their length inside, we've talked, the other kid, can't remember his name right off, but anyway, the other big kid inside in 41, you don't have to block a shot to be effective if you alter a shot. Whenever our kids are getting the ball down there around the block area and they go up and they have to change their shot or change the direction of their shot, it's almost as good as a block. So they're making it very difficult.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And folks, we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School, where your Bears are leading here in the boys' game 28-23 at halftime. If you missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. And don't forget, folks, after the end of this game and at the end of every game, we have the Pisgah Player of the Game. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see the photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. So, Mark, if you are in the locker room, What is the message you're giving this team right now coming out in the second half?
Gotcha. Right now, these guys, again, keep attacking the big guys. I'd like to see us get them in foul trouble a little bit. When you go into that paint, get them off the floor. Try to get them in foul trouble. If not, kick it back out. But my thing is, hey, don't sweat it. We're up five right here. Don't let them start knocking the three ball down every trip down the floor. Get out there, cut the shot off like they've been doing a good job of it, and just keep playing hard D. I think we got a good chance.
Yeah, you got to remember, folks, if you are listening out there, this is a 7-1 North Henderson Knight team. They announced before the game they're number 3 in all of 5A right now. I know they're number 29 ranked team in the state of North Carolina, all classifications. So a big performance by our Bears here.
It is.
Doing an excellent job here of playing hard, playing tough team defense, and really sharing the ball on the offensive side to get some good looks that created this lead here at halftime.
Absolutely. And I know 41's got some size, but I'm telling you, Maddox is getting a little trouble in here. Maddox is pretty quick. Not nearly as tall as he is, but he's getting working around him, and he's getting himself open. And I think it was making the big guy a little tired in the first half. So I say keep working on him, wear him down. Just don't let – you know, Patel scares me a little bit too. He's athletic. He can shoot it. He's one of those kids, if he knocks one or two down in a row, he's going to feel like he can hit every shot he puts up.
Yeah, to me, I look at this team, and they're very big. Inside, number 0, Luke Hill's big. Number 41, obviously, Braden Hudson are big. But I think Patel and the Titus Moore kid, number 3 and number 2 there.
3 was who I was thinking of. I'm sorry, I got the Patel wrong.
Yeah, those two, I think as they go, this team goes. So we've done a nice job of containing both of them. Both really good athletic players. Both can shoot the ball from outside. And we've really done a nice job of trying to negate that and limit that. So,
well, we got to keep Campbell Crook out of any more foul trouble, so he can keep running our offense for us. He really is key on the floor, and we get him in foul trouble, it just changes our look a little bit.
So, folks, with that message, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time before we come back and finish up the second half. As your Bears again lead here 28-23, moving into the second half of this game here at North Henderson. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Here we got 57 seconds, folks, before we start the second half. Again, your Bears are leading 28-23. JV girls, big win tonight. Varsity girls, big win tonight. JV boys with a loss, but battled back, played well, and leading here going into the second half in the boys varsity boys game.
We'll take 3 out of 4. That's not a bad drive over to Hendersonville.
Folks, your Bears will have the ball first here. Isaiah Mintz inbounds to Mason Putnam. He kicks out on the wing to Campbell Crook. He comes off of a screen to Nick Messer. Kicks back out to Messer. Messer comes off the screen. Gets into the paint. Goes up with a shot off the back rim and rebounded by North Henderson. Patel will walk it back up. Again, North Henderson's playing much slower than I typically remember them playing, but they're content to walk it up. They get it to their big right there at the free throw line. He misses that jump shot, rebounded by Pisgah. Isaiah Mintz, he kicks to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam drives the length of the floor, goes up, and was fouled that time by Titus Moore, I believe. So that foul was on Titus Moore, his first, team first, and that. These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Mason Putnam up with the first free throw, and that is good. Second free throw is missed. Your score now, Pisgah 29, North Henderson 23. Tell brings it back up. He gets it to Moore up top. They find 41 at the free throw line. He likes that shot at the free throw line. He takes that and makes that. Score now is 29-25, your Bears lead.
He lives in that lane right near the elbows.
He does, doesn't he? So Mason Putnam gets it out to Nick Messer. Nick Messer pump fakes.
Maybe a little elbow to the head, too, it looks like, rubbing his head.
He's rubbing his head, got fouled with an elbow to the head. Luke Hill, number zero, one of their bigs, looks like he kind of rolled his leg and is complaining about his knee, goes out of the game. Messer gets the shot for three, and that three-point shot is good for Nick Messer, and it is sponsored by Forga Contracting. That runs the score 32-25, your Bears, with 6:36 left here in the third quarter. North Henderson comes back the other way. Tell has it. He finds number 41 for the three-point shot. That's off
badly.
Rebounded by North Henderson. They come back around to Patel. Patel finds number one from North Henderson. He dribble penetrates. That's up and good. And the score is now 32-27, Pisgah leads. Come back the other way. It's a steal by North Henderson this time. They save it from going out of bounds. North Henderson comes back the other way. Patel gets it. Steal this time, deflection by Mason. Steal by, looks like Isaiah Mintz finds Mason Putnam streaking up the floor for a layup for Mason Putnam. 34-27, North Henderson now. North Henderson comes back the other way. They get it down low. They kick it back out to Moore. Moore comes back out to number one for North Henderson. He pulls up for a little jump shot. And he makes it. So he's been something off the bench. Yeah,
he's not very tall, but he's starting to get that shot. He's got a pretty shot.
Nick Messer with another three.
Speaking of.
And that meant
two
contracting for three-point shot for Nick Messer goes down.
Back-to-back threes for him.
So that runs the score to 37-29, Pisgah. North Henderson comes back with a three-point shot. That's off the back rim. Rebounded by Isaiah Mintz. He finds Nick Messer moving up the court. He pulls back out. He finds Mintz going to the cutting. He makes that shot and gets fouled and is going to the free throw line for an old-fashioned three-point play. And this free throw, Pisgah free throw, is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance need products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. And that free throw was missed by Isaiah Mintz. The score now is Pisgah 39, North Henderson 29. So they've run that lead out to 10 points with 4:53 left here in the third quarter. North Henderson has the ball in their end, rotating it around. They get inside, missed the shot from the elbow, rebounded by Maddox Wright. He finds Mason Putnam going the other way. He pulls it back out to Nick Messer, and Nick Messer gets it to Campbell Crook. Campbell gets it to Messer. Hands it to Isaiah Mintz. He gets it back to Campbell Crook here at the top of the three-point line here. Campbell Crook's looking. He's dribbling up top. He comes off of the screen from Messer. He falls down, and it's a steal by North Henderson. They're going the other way. Mason Putnam tries to run that down, but it's made by Patel. Pisgah gets it back up the other way quickly to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright goes in on three people. That gets the foul called, and he will go to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance Agency free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Maddox. Wild and furious pace there for a second.
Yeah, it was. Maddox Wright with the free throw up and good. Pace has picked up here, folks. Maddox with second free throw. It's up and good.
We needed those. I'll tell you, free throws have not been our friend.
No, and we've done a better job tonight making them. They stopped play here as Nick Messer comes out holding his head. Got elbowed, but knocked down two straight three-pointers after that. Looks like Cameron Robinson is in for him. Score now is 41-31. Pisgah leads here with 3:46 left in the third quarter. Pisgah gets two deflections there. They're making it really difficult for this North Henderson team.
They really
here
are.
Tonight. Ball will be inbounded by North Henderson right in front of their own bench. Tell gets it to 24. 24 brings it back over to the right side. Kick it around. They're taking a look. They find big number 41. He cross-court pass to 24. Dribbles in. Kicks out to Patel. Dribble penetrates. That is blocked by Maddox Wright, but a foul is called. We'll send North Henderson to the line for two free throws.
Pretty close. Hard to tell from here, but it looked like it was a good defensive play. But
yeah, he had all ball where I think when he came down and extended down instead of just leaving it up with the block, I think he would have got away with it. But he kind of forced it down. Still looked clean. And Patel with the first free throw up and good. Runs the score. Pisgah 41. North Henderson 32. Second free throw is up and good. Score is now 41-33. Your Bears lead. North Henderson tries to press full court. That's beaten easily by Pisgah. Mason Putnam finds Maddox Wright for a three-point shot. That's no good. Rebounded by North Henderson, and they push back quickly the other way. Tell gets it to Moore. Moore penetrates. He throws it away. Campbell Cook with the steal, and then a foul on Patel to slow the breakdown by Pisgah. Pisgah will have the ball here. Inbounded at half court. Maddox Wright gets it in to Mason Putnam. North Henderson's gone to a 2-2-1 half court so apparently that is foul number 5 on the Knights and will lead to two free throws for Pisgah. They started play, Mark, but had to stop it right afterwards to award those two free throws.
Yeah. there was a little confusing going on over there, but it looked like she was holding up four fingers at first. I was like, what does that mean? But she had five. Campbell will go. If that's the case, Campbell will be on the line.
Yeah, I thought it was number four, but he's confirming with both sides. Now they're getting together to talk. So
a lot of help from the mamas in the stands right now.
So it looks like they've figured it out. Two shots for Campbell Crook here. And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency. Offering insurance products will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Campbell hits that first free throw to run the score. Pisgah 42, North Henderson 33. Second free throw is up and good. Gets us back to a 10-point lead here with 3:07 left in the third quarter. North Henderson comes back the other way. They have it up top. Pisgah remains in this 2-3 zone. Been in it all night, Mark.
Yep. It's been effective for them. I would keep doing a lot of the same.
Chattel takes the three, and that three is up and good. And that runs it to a 7-point game, 43-36 Pisgah. Titus Moore with a deflection on the inbounds down here. They're going full court. Looks like full court man here, Mark. Now something new.
Change it up. They'll try to cause a little pressure.
Isaiah Morris comes in for Pisgah. They're trapping now out of that man-to-man.
And
Isaiah Morris turns the ball over. Coach Rodomer is saying, settle down, guys. Still a 7-point lead here with 2:41 left in the third period. Your Bears up 43-36. North Henderson inbounding in front of their own bench. Tell gets it into Moore. Moore swings it cross court to number one, Cabrera. He swings it back to Patel. They swing it back all the way around the court. They get it to 41, kick it back out to Patel for the three. Missed shot, rebounded by Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam looks up to Morris. Morris gets up, decides to pull up for the jump shot. That's missed. Patel with the rebound for North Henderson. They go back the other way. Pace is picking up here. North Henderson trying to push the pace a little more here. Moore is strictly a slasher. He goes into Maddox. Maddox does a nice job of defense. Rebounds the basketball after the missed shot.
We got
Mason Putnam goes the other way, and it's a turnover back for North Henderson, and Abrera comes all the way back the other way and hits that free or layup to get the score to 43-38.
Just a little Pisgah, out of control.
Yep. Pisgah goes back the other way. Maddox goes up, is blocked. Deflection goes to Robinson. Robinson goes back up for two, and Pisgah runs the score to 45-38. 1:38 left here in the third period. Yeah, a little bit out of control there, Mark.
Yeah, they are. They're just getting out, and no need to be. You've got the lead. We don't have, you know, we don't have to be in that big a hurry.
Yeah, we want to slow the pace down. North Henderson gets it back to 41 at the free throw line. He misses that shot. Pisgah gets the rebound, and Mason Putnam is driving on the sidelines. That creates a foul on number two. That's his third, and that will send Pisgah back to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw is up and no good by Mason. Score remains 45-38. Pisgah with 1:15 left in the third. Micah Devlin comes into the game. Nick Messer back into the game. They're in with Maddox Wright, Mason Putnam, and Robinson. Camden Robinson's done a nice job coming in, filling in for some minutes.
He really has.
Now we have Campbell Crook coming back in, gets Mason Putnam, sits him down. Mason hits that second free throw to get us back up by eight. North Henderson takes another three. It's missed. Rebounded by North Henderson. Go back out. Kicked it back out. Looked like a walk there.
Yep.
And it was a walk called. The ball will go back to Pisgah on the turnover by North Henderson.
So we still got 41 out getting a rest. The other big boy, you know, he's back in.
Yeah, he must have recovered from that knee injury he had earlier. Hopefully he did anyways, back in here. Pisgah gets it in. It's a 2-2-1 full court press this time by North Henderson. Nick Messer has it. Gets it up the sidelines to Robinson. Robinson gets it to Micah Devlin. Micah Devlin finds Maddox Wright.
That a boy.
He pump fakes and puts that in and draws a foul on number zero for another old-fashioned three-point play for Pisgah. This free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
Do that a couple of three times, they'll come out of the press right there.
That should run the score back to a 10-point game here. Maddox has a chance to make it an 11-point game. That free throw is good for Maddox. Now 49-38 with 43. Your Bears are leading with 43 seconds left in the third quarter. With that, Jacob Troll comes in for Maddox Wright to give him a brief break. North Henderson's kicking it around the perimeter. Number one drives in, takes it in, misses. Rebounded by North Henderson, but that putback's no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. That's turned over by Pisgah. North Henderson goes the other way, and they get a foul called on Pisgah down there. That's only our second foul of the quarter. But they're saying North Henderson's trying to go to the line, but the official says, not so fast, my friend. That was on the floor.
Yep.
North Henderson has it underneath their own basket. Ball's inbounded. Looked like another walk. Comes in, gets it inside. It's turned over. Nick Messer with the steal. Go back the other way. Campbell Crook has it at the top. He's all alone for a three. And that three-point shot is in and out. And that one is rebounded by North Henderson. 5 seconds left. They go back the other way. North Henderson gets off the three, off balance.
Oh, my.
And it goes in.
Oh, fading away, too. Wow.
3-point shot, off balance, fading away, goes in. Runs the score to 49 Pisgah, 41 North Henderson going to the fourth quarter. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.com, your home for Pisgah sports.
Business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears are leading 49-41 here going into the fourth quarter. North Henderson has the ball. They just took a 3-point shot, and the same kid that made the one to end the third quarter makes one here, runs the score to 49-44. North Henderson traps at half court, and Coach Rodomer decides to take a timeout because we got trapped, picked up the ball and trapped there. So good timeout by Coach Rodomer. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. The Mark, 5-point lead, 7:33 left in the fourth. What's your message here?
Wow. Message is, hey, boys, let's not go to sleep over here. We got a lot of ball game to play. Don't get sloppy. Don't get in a hurry. And quit letting 22 get open for,
for in the last 30 seconds at the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, this game was an 11-point lead.
Yep.
So we got to be careful there. Back in play here. Pisgah has the ball. North is in a 2-3 zone. Get it inside. Get a 3-point shot.
Hit him,
Mason Putnam. And that Forga contracting 3-point shot is good for Mason Putnam.
We needed
lead
that
back
one.
To 52-44. We did need that one, Mark.
Trying to get the back momentum back.
There's that 22 again. This one's short in the front of the rim. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He gets it to Mason Putnam. Puts it back the other way. Mason gets it to Maddox. Maddox gets it to Campbell. Campbell has it on the right sidelines, takes it up, and he is dribbling, setting up the offense. Looks like almost a steal for North Henderson, but the foul is called after the fact on number one for North Henderson. That is his third, team first here in the fourth quarter. Again, folks, the Bears leading 52-44 with 6:45 left in the fourth. Mason Putnam has it out on the perimeter. He tries to get it to Maddox Wright. It's a turnover. And Patel's going the other way. Goes all the way to the basket. Contested by Messer. Missed. Rebounded by North Henderson.
It's a walk.
One finds Patel on the backside. Thought it was a walk, Mark. But Patel makes that shot and is fouled by Pisgah.
And I believe Maddox got hit in the eye down here on the other end. He didn't even make it down that.
Yeah, that's on that turnover. He got hit on the eye, and we had two or three standing here while North went the other way. Play continued after the first missed layup. Patel hits the free throw. That runs the score back to a 5-point Pisgah lead, 52-47 with 6:26 left. North is full court man. Mason goes the other way, goes over 42. Makes that shot, runs the score 54-47. 7-point lead with 6:15 left for Pisgah. North Henderson comes back the other way. They swing it all the way around. Touch passes all the way on the perimeter. Dribble penetration. Moore gets it. He gets it to 41 underneath. He tries to bull his way in off the back rim. Ball stays with North Henderson. Good job of fighting by Maddox right underneath to at least deflect it out of bounds and cause North Henderson to inbound the ball rather than the putback. But North Henderson on that inbound, big man got position. And that runs the score 54-49. Pisgah ahead with 5:46 left. Pisgah goes back the other way. They rotate it all the way around. By Nick Messer at the elbow. And that is a two-point shot. Runs the score back to 7 for Pisgah with 5:35 left. Patel brings it back down the other way. North Henderson works it on the perimeter. Looking for that three-point shot, but they get it back underneath. Good deflection there by Campbell Cook. Leads to the turnover going back the other way. Almost a carry by Mason as he goes back the other way, but he recovers. And he pulls it back out and gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright kicks it to Campbell Cook, sets a screen. Campbell Cook comes to his left, kicks to Mason Putnam. They go all the way back around to the other side to Maddox Wright on the perimeter. He kicks to Mason Putnam. He dribble drives, goes to the hole and finishes this time. Runs the score to a 9-point lead for Pisgah. 58-49 with 4:52 left in the game.
Good job. Mason stepped up the last couple of possessions.
He has. North Henderson tries to get it down low. He tries to bully his way in. Good help defense. Deflects the ball away. Pisgah gets the next turnover. Pisgah comes back the other way. We get it to Mason. He says, let's slow down here a little bit.
Ooh,
Maddox tried to set the screen up top for Mason, and they call a moving screen on Maddox Wright. That's just his second team foul, second team foul here for Pisgah. I thought North Henderson was going to call the timeout, but they did not. So North Henderson ball here, half court, 4:28 left in the game, Pisgah up by 9. Dribble penetration, kicks back out to 3, rotates back around.
Great pass.
Patel. That was a great pass by number 1, Abrera for North Henderson.
You would have to be here to appreciate 7. That pass. That was great.
That went through traffic, finds a open Patel on the back block for an easy layup. Pisgah comes back the other way. Maddox Wright looks to feed Mintz. I think Coach Rodomer's like, we want that the other way around, guys. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball goes to North Henderson with the Bears leading by 7 with 3:59 left here in the fourth quarter.
Got to keep our composure.
Pisgah remains in this 2-3. He's been working all night. Almost another steal. Deflection by Campbell. One gets it back. He gets it to 41. He misses that short jumper again. Campbell Crook with the rebound. He quickly pushes the other way. Gets in there, kicks back outside to Mason Putnam for the 3. That's missed. Rebounded by 41 for North Henderson. Patel pushes quickly back the other way for North Henderson. He lays it up. That's missed. Rebounded by Pisgah. Pisgah comes out of there and goes back the other way. Pisgah remains up by 7 here with 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball's tied up on the ground. Maddox comes away with it. Goes to the basket.
That a boy, Maddox.
Somehow comes away with it. Number 3 deflected it. Number
what a play.
Number 2 deflected it. Maddox stayed strong with it. Attack the basket and a foul on 41 as Maddox Wright hits the 2-point layup over the big 6.
And a great job by Maddox keeping his cool right there, too, because he got fouled a little bit, but
Maddox hits the Messimer Insurance free throw, hits this lead back to 10 for Pisgah here with 3:07. We're up 61-51. Well, Henderson comes back, dribble penetrates, kicks out the 22. That's off the back rim. Rebounded by North Henderson, though. He puts that back up, and the two-pointer is good for North Henderson to get the score to 61-63. Your Bears with 2:53 left. That leads to an immediate timeout by North Henderson, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So I got to ask the question here, and obviously, you know, we're sitting up here in the booth, but right now we're up 8 points, 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go. We don't have to score anymore. If they don't score the rest of this game, we win. I feel like we're being a little quick down here, we're throwing up a three a little early, and last time we had it was a 1-on-4 before we got help down here. I'd like to see us be just a little more patient and run a little clock.
Well, we've been fortunate here a little bit. They've sped the game up, and we've played fast, and we've had some big plays here to keep the lead. So
yep.
I'd like to see us slow it down just a little bit, like the pace has been most of the game.
Yep, take your layups when you get them.
And North Henderson presses full court. We beat the press pretty easy. They got a trap in the corner now. Good control by Maddox. He gets it to Mason, but then Mason gets a stole from behind. And the layup is up and in by Patel. Runs the score to a 6-point game. Inbound pass goes to Isaiah Mintz. He brings it back to half court. He gets it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam attacks. Kicks it to Campbell Crook out on the perimeter. Exactly what we're talking about. Bring it up. Be patient.
Yep.
He gets it to Nick Messer. Nick Messer has it up top. Gets it back to the left to Campbell Crook. He dribbles, tries to hand off to Mintz. Cut off by North Henderson. He's looking almost to 5 seconds. He gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright has it up
top. His hands off of him. A lot of hand checking going on, too, this phase of the game.
Back to Campbell Crook. A lot of physical nature here.
Maddox being held out here.
And they get the call on number one. That is his fourth, team fourth, I believe. No, team second. It's second or third for them. They haven't adjusted it yet.
I think it's
team third. Team third here.
Okay, yeah. Maddox is literally, they had a hook in his arm.
Yeah, they're letting it get kind of physical here, folks. 1:55 left. Your Bears are up by 6, 61-55. North Henderson, they get the foul called. Okay. That time, that is foul number 4.
Keep it in Crook or Maddox's hands.
Yeah. Next foul sends Pisgah to the line. Maddox has been really good from the free throw line.
He has. The perfect 4-for-4.
Pisgah will inbound the ball in front of the scorer's table right at their bench. They get it in to Campbell Crook. North Henderson is pressuring all over the court here. And
did he get the timeout?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
Rodhammer got the timeout. Thought that might be a turnover there, but he got the timeout beforehand.
Mintz is playing hard, but not the kid you want probably going to the free throw line with Crook and Maddox on the floor.
Yep. So this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, 1:43 left. Bears are up 61-55, trying to pull off an upset here.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a big, big win for our Bears.
It really would.
I like, I don't know if you've noticed, I like Coach Rodhammer's shirt he has on tonight.
I didn't see his shirt.
He's got a Pisgah shirt and family written on the back.
Like it, yep.
So it looks good over there.
Absolutely. Well, and I hope he's telling them here, too. Okay, if we get a good, decent look, layup, back cut, let's take it. If not, let's make them foul us, keep it in the ball of our free throw shooters' hands, and let's run this clock.
I have a feeling North is going to go for a steal. If they don't get it, they're probably going to try to foul the appropriate person fairly quickly.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens here. Pisgah gets the ball in to Mason Putnam in the backcourt. He's now being trapped. We get it.
There it is.
Find Maddox.
There it is. Perfect, boys.
Up and in. That's the way to move that offense. The lead goes back to 8, 63-55. North comes back the other way. Shots missed, but rebound by Morris. He's fouled on, don't know if they're going to call that on the put back or on the floor. Looks like they're going to put him on the line, which I don't agree with. So Pisgah's up 8, 1:15 left here in the fourth. And Titus Moore will go back to the free throw line for 2 free throws.
I tell you, we run our offense perfectly right in here. We got exactly what they wanted. They had Maddox on the little dump pass down on the block for a layup.
Looks like they're putting 5 seconds back on the clock, too. Yeah, I agree. That was a great timeout. We came out of the timeout, ran exactly what we wanted, got it to the elbow, and found Maddox on the backside. Titus Moore for them hits the free throw. Runs the score to 63-56. Your Bears ahead, 7 points with 1:20 left.
I will say they are an excellent free throw shooting team. They have not missed tonight. Maybe we get the... Oh, about talked it out of there.
You almost talked it out of them. Second free throw is up and good. The lead's back to 6. Pisgah comes back down to get it to Mason on the backside. Now got it to Messer. He's trapped. They're going to put him on the free throw line. Looks like that call is going to be on Moore for North Henderson. His second, team fifth. And put
all right,
Messer on
kids at home, listen, this is what we always talk about. All of us old guys, free throws win games.
Hey, Nick Messer hits that Messer Insurance Agency free throw. Messer Insurance Agency offering insurance products will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Nick Messer with
good
the
boy.
Second free throw up and good.
Those are huge.
Brings that lead back to 8 here for Pisgah. North Henderson comes quick back the other way. They're looking for the 3. Kick it out. Good pressure by Pisgah. Dribble penetration, and they're going to get the offensive foul.
Gamble draws the charge, yes.
So with 1:02, folks, left here in the game, your Bears up 65-57.
What a heads-up play, game. Man. That was huge right there. Kimball drew a charge in the last ball game too.
He did. So we're checking on something here with the officials. A little delay of game, folks. 1:01 left. I think they may be talking about the time again. Here, with that said, recognize all of our basketball sponsors this year. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forget Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management. With that, they wanted to get a smaller player in here off that turnover. Got one in. Inbound goes to Nick Messer. Goes over to Campbell. Goes by back to Isaiah Mintz. And that foul on Patel is probably going to be his 4th and send Mintz to the line for 2 more Pisgah free throws. These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
Mintz, he's only shot 1 tonight. He missed it, so now he's got 2. So let's see. Big shot. Big shot.
Good. We talked about those free throws in the pregame being big. They have been big for us down the stretch.
They are huge. I'm telling you, they win games and they lose games.
So we're up 9 here with a chance to go up 10. Second free throw. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebounded by North Henderson with just under a minute left. North picks
big turnover.
Up, tries to find 22 and it goes right through his hands. So Pisgah will get the ball back. And we've got Robinson in for Mintz here with 56 seconds left. Pisgah up 66-57. Robinson's going to inbound the ball. He finds Campbell Crook. He takes up off the court, up the court, pulls back, dribbles back out. They're pressuring the ball. Almost get the turnover. But it will send Campbell Crook to the free throw line with 48.9 seconds left for 2 more Messimer Insurance Agency free throws. Folks, Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw mark missed by Campbell Crook.
Yep.
Second one is up. That gets the lead to 10 for us. And North Henderson almost turns it over again, trying to go too fast. Tell puts up the 3, and that 3 is good. And an immediate timeout for North Henderson. Your score now is 67-60. Pisgah leads with 40.2 seconds.
I tell you, the way they shoot it from out there, man, that's dangerous. It's never over.
It's never over. But that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Yeah, that was a quick three by Patel, Barry. You feel good about where we're at right now, Mark, but
yep.
they're not out of it the way they shoot it.
They're not. Again, key, I hate to keep saying this over and over, they're going to foul us. We got to go make our free throws. They're going to try to trade us two for three. And if they get hot, I'm telling you, the Patel kid just buried that one from pretty good distance. Got to make free throws. We're 14 of 22 from the line right now for the game. So we'd like to have those 8 points right now, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Right now, I think you got Patel with four fouls. You got Moore with four fouls. And you got number one, Abrera, with four fouls. So they're in a little bit of foul trouble, too, at least as far as giving up free throws. To get it in, Robinson gets it to Mason Putnam. He tries to get it back, and they call a deflection off of North Henderson and give the ball back to Pisgah. The North Henderson coach is not happy about that.
He is not. I think it was the right call. As I say, sitting 80 feet away from it.
So 34.3 seconds left. Pisgah tries to get it in. Almost another 5 seconds. He did get a 5 second.
Yep, makeup call.
I think that was a makeup call. That was quick. And North Henderson gets the ball. There should be no time off the clock, but there was 3 seconds that ran off. I'm all for it over here at North Bumpin. It's their home court. If they want to run the clock, let them. Right now, folks, there's 31.5 seconds left. Your Bears are up 67-60, North Henderson ball. Looks like they're going to put some time back on that clock. Some of our fans aren't happy, but they're probably right. They're not going to like the 3 minutes and 45 seconds that we put up there instead of 34.5 seconds.
That seems a little much.
Yeah, a little excessive there. So right now we've got Campbell Crook and Mason Putnam up top. Nick Nestor on the block, Isaiah Mintz on the block, and Maddox Wright in the game. This is our starting five here playing at 2-3 zone, trying to take away the three. North gets it in. They get it to Moore, who dribble penetrates, pulls back for the three, kicks to number zero, Lukeil. That's off. Ball's tipped, rebounded by Mason Putnam.
All right, go make him.
That should about do it, folks. Foul on North Henderson is going to send Mason Putnam back to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
Lock them down, kid.
Your Bears again up 67-60 with 24.9 seconds left. Chance to run this back to a 9-point lead. Coach Rodheimer is telling all of our players, push back. No need to be inside the paint on these free throws. We don't want any fouls down here on our end.
Maddox is 4 of 8 on the night from the free throw line.
Got Mason?
Or Mason. Maddox? I'm sorry, Mason.
First free throw up for Mason is no good. Second free throw is good. That runs the lead to 8. North Henderson quickly pushes the other way. Tell pulls up for a 3, and that is off the front and the back rim. Rebounded by Mintz. Outlet pass to Mason Putnam, and he is fouled at half court. There was 14.8 seconds left, and we'll go back to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
Yeah, we're 15 seconds away from a huge win.
This is a huge win, folks, coming in. North Henderson is emptying their bench now. They've kind of conceded here with 14.8 seconds left. Our Bears 2-3, but playing really well. Coming in and playing a 7-1 North Henderson team that's third overall in 5A basketball this year in the state. We're going to come away with this victory. Mason Putnam makes the first free throw, runs the lead back to 9. Pisgah gets 4 new players in here, 1 more at the scorer's table. Mason Putnam misses that free throw, rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson penetrates, kicks in, 23, shoots the three-point shot. That's no good. That's rebounded by Pisgah, and we go back the other way. That's it.
Great win by the Bears.
Great win by the Bears here. Bears win 69-60 here at North Henderson. We'll go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors, and we'll come back for our Player of the Game presentation. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
We're coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School, where your Bears just pulled off a really good win, 69-60 against these North Henderson Knights. Mark, what do we have for Player of the Game
tonight? All right. It's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player is going to go to Maddox Wright. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24-7 access? Then give A1 Storage a call. Mike Loveless would love to hear from you at 646-3981. Again, that is 646-3981. Yeah, Kevin Maddox Wright, man, was strong early, come out. The guards were getting him the ball, but he was converting, carried us early, and then down the stretch, knocking down his free throws, just got the big bucket down here whenever we were talking about we should be running the clock unless we get a layup, and man, if he didn't, he got loose right there and got a bucket. So Maddox Wright, Player of the Game.
Yeah, I think Maddox played a heck of a game tonight. We came in, we knew we were undersized, and that could make a big difference for them in this game. So not only did he contribute heavily on the offensive side, I thought his presence down low on the defensive side certainly impacted this game as well. So yeah,
for sure.
Job well done by him tonight. Big win for the Bears. Can't say enough about how they played tonight.
Yeah, man, it was. I mean, to come on the road and to play the number three team in 5A, sitting at 7-1 and come out here with a win tonight, hey, I'm sure the Bears will take that all day.
Yeah, they'll take that, and after losing their first conference game last Friday night, to come back and get even at 1-1 was a big win.
It is a big win. You never want to see yourself go 0-2 in conference. It's just a big hole to fight out of, and you know, conference is too good for that.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some closing comments and talk about when we'll be on the air again here with WPTL. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live here from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High, where we've watched a great night of basketball for our Pisgah Bears. So, folks, Bears just pulled off a great win against North Henderson, 69-60. Girls did it too, Mark.
It did. Girls rolling, still undefeated, looking really good. Boys rolling here, taking on a tough opponent, ranked high in the state. You said three in the state. On the road to be able to take them down. Hey, great job.
Yeah, it's a big night for both teams. JV girls also got a big win tonight. They remain undefeated.
They do, yeah.
JV boys lost a tight game. I believe it was about a six-point game, the way that one finished. And varsity girls roll, and varsity boys with a huge win here tonight.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to listen. If you hadn't been out to watch these teams play yet, be back in Canton on Friday night, right? At home against Franklin?
So we're going to be back at home. We won't be on the air tomorrow night, but we will be back at home tomorrow night against Inca.
There you go.
It's a big rival game tomorrow night. Should be both boys and girls won the last time we played Inca over there. But good games in both of those, so we expect that again tomorrow. And then Friday night we'll be back on the air, folks, where your Bears take on the Franklin Panthers at home.
Right.
It's a big conference game. Come out and support them Friday night or tomorrow night, both. If you can't make it Friday night, check in with us and
tune us in.
We'll be carrying it.
Yeah, always a tough matchup with Franklin, no matter the records.
Yes, so any closing thoughts?
No, just happy to get 3 out of 4 here tonight, and happy to take down this boys varsity game for sure. Just safe travels to everybody from here that's going home, and thank you all for listening.
Yes, folks, thank you very much for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors that brought you the broadcast tonight. Please tune in with us again Friday night, and if you get a chance, come on out and see the Bears play either tomorrow night or Friday night. We're going to close out tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.